It's the gods, I can rock. It's the gods, I can rock. It's the
never was a day in his life.
And mama, some bad talk going around town saying that papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Heard some talk about papa doing some storefront preaching, talking about saving souls and all the time leeching.
Where was he living? bed borrows still to pay his bills.
Hey, Mama, folks say Papa never was much on bacon. Spent most of his time chasing women and drinking.
Mama looked up with a keen eye and said, son,
four. Adams. What time is it?
Little cute guitar player, make your mama proud. I want all of Detroit City to stand up, clap your hands. All right, you Polaroids, stay in time with the drummer.
Yeah, baby, don't be so mean.
If you're good, I'll let you work the stick in my ride. presents Hot Damn Politics.
Members of Congress expressed optimism Sunday about the prospect for reaching a deal to avoid the fiscal cliff.
Fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is entering its third full day, and both Israelis and Palestinians.
Bottom line, Senator, if the president nominates Ambassador Rice to be the next Secretary of State or some other.
Supplementary question. Do you personally believe that gay people are born gay?
Impact segment tonight, the Talking Points memo.
Hot damn politics.
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 Hot damn
politics.
Hot damn
politics.
Hot diggity damn politics.
Hot diggity damn politics.
I'm back now with the Brain Trust panel.
Brain Trust. Brain Trust. Brain Trust. Brain Trust panel.
These niggas won't hold me back. 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 These niggas won't hold me back.
The Brain Trust panel.
Brain Trust. Brain Trust. Brain Trust. Brain Trust panel.
Hot diggity damn politics.
I put that shit on everybody.
Hot Damn Politics, Wednesday nights at 9 p.m., only on WTAG Radio.
Number one sports connoisseur in cyberspace, giving you the latest updates in sports, current events, and hot topics. Tune in every Friday night at 11 o'clock with Nefertiti, Surviving the Game, only on WGAG Radio.
Don't believe me, just watch, nigga, 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 don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch, nigga, nigga, nigga.
You're listening to WTAG Radio. Nefertiti, Surviving the Game. WTAG Radio presents the Don Nicolino Show.
I want you to try and tell us everything that happened. Anything you can remember. Anything you can
remember. I just want to tell the truth. The truth. The truth.
There's your truth, my truth, and the truth. People say one thing and do another. We call them hypocrites. This is Queenie Fama, the truth terror. And that's what I look for. I look for the truth. Join me on Sundays on Blog Talk Radio at 6 p.m. That's Blog Talk Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/ Queen-Ifama. I look forward to seeing you 6 p.m. on Sundays. Come join me. Let's get down to the butt naked truth. Hotep, everybody.
I just want to tell the truth. The truth. The truth.
Yeah. Oh, you already know what we gonna do. Hey!
Well, if you guessing it's me, you guess correctly. I just say with a stallion, you swear I wasn't a Christian. I'm a hitter with that pipe, call that Nancy Kerrigan. Stay on the greenest green, call us vegetarians. You be on that minor league, but we smoke professionally. I do my job exceptionally, on point like a decimalist. The way I ride on a beat, man, I beat up the street, it's done so effortlessly. Yeah, so these niggas can't sleep on me, there's no inception in this bitch. I'm top chef, you top rum, and I'm top shelf. No last call, tell the bartender what you got left. Pour it up, don't stop there. Hold your cup, take a shot, yeah. All night we celebrate, cause we everywhere and you not there.
All we do is pour it up all night, drink down.
That's all we do.
And all we do is light it up all night. All you see is strange clouds.
Strange clouds.
Yeah. All we do is pour it up all night, drink down.
That's all we do.
And all we do is light it up.
Strange clouds.
Strange clouds.
Blues
wounds, I'm faded. Minding my own data. Smoking on that strong, that Arnold Schwarzenegger. Essentially, you bitch, you. You hot as an igloo. Kick back on that Glock. Call that jujitsu. Hello, world, I'm with a yellow girl. Number two, pencil. These rappers is washed up. Pen cycle. Prince, you my nigga. All day, all night, half pipe. I dive in that pussy, yeah, I belly flop. I jackknife and shit. Tell my homies that I say it's a party. Yeah, got that tech for technical difficulties. I'm top dog, you top rhyming, I'm top dog. Pyru, gangsters, outlaws.
All we do is pour it out, all night, drink sounds.
Young rule, I'm saying.
And all we do is light it up, all night. All you see is strange clouds.
Yes, definitely. Up in the studio, I got all my necessities. If you want that real shit, you make the right selection. I'm the cater till I die. Yes, I rep that definitely. They say I'm a celebrity. What the fuck's a celebrity? I guess I must invest in the proper form of protection. And I say it's a curse, but it's mostly a blessing. To a nigga from the hood, try to aim for the top. I don't even need no directions. Just wake up and then I roll up the perk. But these niggas wake up on my dick. At least that's some breakfast first. Nigga, keep your nourishment first. And your mind on my lyrics. Cause what you hoping to accomplish, I already did it, bitch.
All we do is pour it up all night. Drink down.
Poison. Michael Biggins here, and I'm running the show. Bell, bitch, the bowl. Now you know.
Yo, slick, blow.
It's driving me out of my mind. That's why it's hard for me to find. Can't get it out of my head. Miss her, kiss her, love her. That girl is.
Never trust a big brother to smile.
Throughout the worldwide web, the spotted web, man. Hope y'all having a fantastic day, man. I got some more tunes coming up and some commercials, and we're going to get this thing started. You figure, deal, man. One time for my man, Big Money Mike is in the building, self-guided, Hakeem Simmons. Holla at your girl, baby. We're about to take this motherfucker back. Biggie!
Fuck all you hoes. Get a grip, motherfucker.
Yeah. This album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from, that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
It's all good,
and all the niggas baby. In the struggle, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's all good, baby, baby. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and Pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? Da ha, you never thought that hip hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Pizza, Raw G, Brucey B, Kid Capri, Funk, Master Flex, Love Bug, Starsky. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Personal with Robin Leach, and I'm far from cheap. I smoke dope with my peeps all day. Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. The Moet and Allen, they keep me pissy. Girls used to diss me, now they write letters cause they miss me. I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. I was too used to packing gats and stuff. Now honeys play me close like butter play toast. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast. Condos and Queens, in dope for weeks. Sold out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. Living life without fear, putting 5 carrots in my baby girl ear. Lunches, brunches, interviews by the pool. Considered a fool cause I dropped out of high school. Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood. And it's still all good, And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. 50-inch screen, money green, leather sofa. Got two rides, a limousine with the chauffeur. Phone bill about 2G flat. No need to worry, my accountant handles that. And my whole crew is lounging, celebrating every day, no more public housing. Thinking back on my one-room shack, now my mom pimps the act with minks on the back. and she loves to show me off, of course. Smiles every time my face is up in the sauce. We used to fuss when the landlord dissed us. No heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays was the worst days. Now we sip champagne when we thirsty. Damn right, I like the life I live, cause I went from negative to positive, and it's all. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Representing B-Town in the house. Junior Mafia, Mass Label.
Hollywood, but is he good? I guess like the jeans, Flavor like praline, sick daddy, you know what I mean? Papa love it when it does it. Niggas buzz it. But tell me, was it really just the flavor that be clogging your ears? The most healthy behavior is to stay in the clear. It's all for you, it's really all for you. Punch back, close your eyes, try to munch that. Oil up your ankles, let your Timbs chat. Bite the flavor, it reacts to your dope cat. Word to mama, a tongue kiss a piranha. Electrocuted barracuda, I'm here to bring the drama.
Yo, 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 flavors in your ass green. Bust the vibes about to bring the noise, don't see. Let me loose from the belly of the beast. Everybody, hey, hey, hey. You better believe it, bust the vibes to break me. About to rip the try, I say yo, yo, hey, hey, hey. I split your face to give you stitches. Niggas and bitches, let the ass on fat bitches. Wait 1 sec, if I get down, I'm rolling with the heavy wind connect. Who's the stomping ground now?
Don't you get the switches, grant your riches every time. Bring it vicious when I'm brother to back. I know one thing the whole world is expecting is how we all connected. To break fool on the same record. 5 new flavors on the beat, feel the fucking heat. I really think you should be cheap while we blow up the street. Instead of copping, please just freeze. Maintain the focus while we smoke these marijuana trees. When I get down, I disappear, reappear, and blow up everywhere. I'm fucking with these flavors in your ear.
Here's some brand new flavor in your ear. Time for new flavor in your ear. I'm kicking new flavor in your ear. Like a brand new flavor in your ear. Here's some brand new flavor in your ear. Time for new flavor in your ear.
New flavor in your ear. What up, y'all? What's happening, man? What's good with you, pretty? Brown eyes in the building, man. This is WGAG Radio. We getting it ready for the Donna Corleone show. So excited. Can't wait till she come on and shit. Man, I got to give a special shout-out to Craig Mack and Nefertiti, man. She said she used to date him, and they used to, his Craig Mack and Nefertiti, they used to date. And his, you know, his mom used to give him $20 allowance and shit. He would give her $5 out of the 20 when they were dating shit like that. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, for real. Nigga. Hey, Neff said all that in the VIP chat room, boo. Okay. I want y'all need to bring y'all ass to the VIP chat room and shit. But I used to give my children allowances. Worry, do you ever remember when I used to give you allowance? You remember that? Yeah, see, I used to give my children allowance. That's when I was trying to be a white mother. You know what I'm saying? That allowance shit don't work. It only works for white children. And you don't want to turn your children out like that.
I made a mess in the kitchen with some cereal, and I cleaned out the kitchen. I told you gave me
$20. Yeah. See, I used to get them little motherfuckers allowance and shit. Then I thought about it. I'm like, what the fuck I'm paying these niggas to keep the house clean that they live in? That shit don't make no goddamn sense and shit. The fuck is that? That's some white woman shit. That's ass backwards. So I stopped giving their ass allowance. That's probably why my house all fucked up now. Them motherfuckers went on strike on the bitch. Anyway, man, I got some more tunes coming up, man. We got 10 minutes before showtime, man. God bless every last one of y'all. God bless y'all so much, man. You know what? I'm going to do it like this. Let me see what I got, boo. Let me see what I got. This for Nefertiti, man.
Here we go, here we go.
Yo, a day in the life of a player named Quick. I'm just a stubborn kind of fella with a head like a brick. And just because I drink the eight, they say that I'm hopeless. But I don't give a fuck, so blame it on the locals. Now this is how we do it when we check in a grip. Teddy bears in the house, so don't even trip. We're busting funky compositions, as cool as a prism. So check it while I kick it to this funky ass rhythm. It's Friday morning, the phone is ringing off the hook. And AMG is in the ear reviewing rhymes in this notebook. Or should I say dope sack, because we don't bust whack. I pick up the phone and it's the D.
What's up, nigga?
He said he's coming down at about 2 on the dot. So
I'm about to rest the tub while my water's still hot, and now I'm soaking. A brother like the devastating DJ Quick ain't joking. Fuck with me on DSP and you'll get broken. My name is Quick, but you can call me Daddy. Yo, open up the door, cause take a Freakman in a caddy. Now Freaky's in the L, dog, and Shabby's in the L, co, and everybody's sipping on the quote.
Here we go.
Just came with a 40 and a quart, in addition to the three that Greedy just bought. But I don't want to start early, so I just might put my 40 in the freezer, cause I want to get bent. Yeah.
Back, motherfucker said wasn't gonna work.
Word. That old crazy shit.
Yeah, the stupid shit, man.
Dope.
Hey, yo, Izzy. Hey, man, we should come off the piano for a minute, man, and bust this crazy shit.
Woke up quick at about noon. Just thought that I had to be in Compton soon. I gotta get drunk before the day begins. Before my mother starts bitching about my friends. About to go and damn near went blind. Young niggas at the pad throwing up gang signs. Ran in the house. And grab my clip with the Mac 10 on the side of my hip. Bells outside and pointed my weapon. Just as I thought, the fools kept stepping. Jumped in the foe, hit the juice on my ride. I got front and back and side to side. Then I let the Alpine play. Bought a new shit buying WA. It was gangster at the top of the list. Then I played my old shit, it went something like this. Cruising down the street in my 6'4". Jocking the bitches, slapping the hoes. Went to the park to get the scoop. Knuckleheads out there, cold shooting some hoops. A car pulls up, who can it be? A fresh El Camino rolling Kilo G. He rolled down his window and he started to say, it's all about making that GTA. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit.
Say what?
Donald B's in the place to give me the face. He say my man JD is on free base. The boy JD was a friend of mine till I caught him in my car trying to steal an Alpine. Taking up the streets to call a truce. The silly motherfucker pulls out a deuce deuce. Little did he know I had a loaded 12 gauge. One sucker dead, LA Times front page. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit. And I wanna get ill. So I went to a spot where my homeboys chill. The fellas out there making that dollar, I pulled up in my 6'4 Impala. They greet me with a 40 and I start drinking. And from the 8 ball, my breath starts stinking. Left to get my girl to rock that body. Before I left, I hit the Bacardi. Went to a house to get her out of the past. Dumb hoe said something that made me mad. She said something that I couldn't believe. So I grabbed a stupid bitch by a nappy ass weed. Started talking shit. Wouldn't you know, reached back like a pimp, slapped the hoe. My father jumped up and he started to shout. So I threw a right across and knocked his old ass out. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, cause I ain't said shit.
On my jock, now my story's kind of simple, so please take a tip as I tell you a tale about this big fat nipple. I was sitting on the app, drinking some juice, saw a fat coming my way, so what was I to do? I busted the U, went the other way again, but forgot that the avenue was a dead end. I turned around, and she came, stride for stride, funky fat like that, Bob 235. The stampede was brushing, I double looked, and she had more chins than a Chinese phone book. 5'3", ugly ass can be, she said.
Hello, Easy, you remember me?
I said, no.
Yes, you do. My name is Bertha, but you can call me Brother. Remember the time when you were drunk at the party? We were slow dancing, gave you all this body.
When she said that she loved me, I was in shock. Oh, my God, got a fat girl on my jock.
Got a fat girl, fat girl on my jock. Got a fat girl on my jock.
I showed the frown, and with a bear hug, picked me off the ground. Squeezing me tight, attempted to rub me, grabbed me by the rear, said,
love me, hug me.
I was hell victim of a scandal. Cousin's big girl, too much for either handle. Both of these gripped, started to run. Back to the crib, grabbed the elephant gun. She's grabbing thighs, rubbing in hot pursuit. I loaded up the gun, about ready to shoot. She kept on coming because of addiction. Legs on fire because of friction. My gun broke, I was doomed. Dropped the double barrel, grabbed the harpoon. As I swung, the fat girl fell, lying on the ab just like a beach whale. But that's the story, it's quite ill. And all fat girls, y'all best to chill. All overweight freaks stay off my block, cause it's ill to have a fat girl on your job.
I got a fat girl, fat girl on my jack. Got a fat girl on my jack. Got a fat girl, fat girl on my jack.
Know about that shit, man. We had to bring it like that, goddammit, man. Let's get this party started, man. That was a classic. One time for Fine Line, it's in the building, baby. Let's get the show started.
Yeah, it's your boy Jay Illa. And when I ain't here banging out these amazing beats, I'm cooling with my peeps at the Donna Coleone after party. Come through and chat it up with us anytime. Meet up with the Brain Trust. Come listen to some good music. Get caught up in some good conversation. You may even catch a building session from time to time. Learn something new. Get yourself inspired. What you gotta do? You have to go to www.powtalk.com. Search Donna Coleone the after party. And there you are. And here we go.
You're listening to Don Nicoleon. Don't forget to tip the booty on duty.
It's the God Sakim Ra.
Oh.
It's the God Sakim Ra.
Oh.
It's the God Sakim Ra.
Oh. They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Don Nicoleon, man.
Oh. Oh. They ask me what I do and who I do it for. Oh. They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Don Nicoleone, man.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
It's the God, Sakim Ra.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Don Nicoleone, man.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
WGAG Radio.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
WGAG Radio.
Birthday. It's your birthday.
If I die, bury me in St. Louis style.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Yeah.
And how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a
Don Nicoleone, man.
All I want for my birthday is a
Don Nicoleone, man.
When I die, bury me in St. Louis style. When I die, bury me in St. Louis style. All I want for my birthday.
Don Nicoleone, man.
All I want for my birthday.
Yeah, what up? It's the God, Sakim Ra. You chilling with Don Nicoleone, man. Your big booty girl. WGAG Radio, live from Brooklyn, you heard?
Got a big booty, so I call it big booty. Wrist moving, cookie getting to it. I'm in the kitchen. Cams everywhere. Just made a juice. I got fans everywhere. You the realest nigga breathing if I hold my breath. Referee with a whistle. Hold his tag. Extend no clip. Extend no roll. When your girl leave me, she need a help alone. Have we killers going on the chopper thumb. See, I done had my bones than Pakistan. When I die, bury me inside the truest style. True to my religion, to everything, I'm too different. So when I die, bury me next to
Don Nicoleone, man. Don Nicoleone, man.
You're listening to Don Nicoleone Show at WGAG Radio.
Yo, what up, man? It's your boy Joe Johnson from Atlanta Hawks. I'm chilling with Don Nicoleone and TheHeat.com. Holla at your boy. Later.
What it do, y'all? It's the girl Rashida. You know I'm holding it down for Don Nicoleone.
This is your boy Bird Simmons chilling right here with Don Nicoleone for IndieHeat.com. Make sure you check it out. Keep it locked and loaded. Yeah.
Yo, what up, y'all? It's Jermaine Dupri. You're watching IndieHeat.com with my homegirl Don Nicoleone. You heard? Yeah.
Oh, this is KC Gift and I'm chilling with IndieHeat.com, Don Nicoleone.
Yo, Beat Banger, you're watching IndieHeat.com with Don Nicoleone.
What's up? This is Derek J with IndieHeat.com, Don Nicoleone.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're now tuning in to the very best. I'm yours truly, Jazzy Finzel Burgundy, Obama Luther King Jr., Jetson 5 the First, and you watching IndieHeat.com. Hey, therefore, I'll never be deprived of a famous name, will I? Oh, boy.
Yo, this Jagged Ass, we putting it down with IndieHeat.com. Keep it locked right there.
Hey, what up, y'all? It's your girl, Vivica Fox, and you are watching and listening to my girl on IndieHeat.com, Don Carleon.
You're tuning in to IndieHeat.com. This is Princess saying peace and love and dream. Keep dreaming. Dream big.
Don Nicoleone is the first ever on Blog Talk Radio to podcast underground artists like you. Her motto is, the world has to know who you are. She can bring that which is underground to the surface, to the world. You might as well call her the world promoter. She can not only spin your record on her show, she can have your song played on frequent rotation in over 500,000 syndicated, unsyndicated radio podcast broadcast stations throughout the world. They don't call her done for nothing. To have your record played on constant rotation, email radio.promotemysong@gmail.com.
Advertise with WGAG Radio. We're here for your advertising needs. Email wgag.advertise@gmail.com. The best way to advertise. WGAG Radio. Follow Don Nicoleone on Facebook and Twitter. Or join our social network on the World Wide Web. Go to gossip.com.
Mr. Don Nicoleone Show. No worries, you can download or listen to past episodes of Don Nicoleone Archive on blogtalkradio.com/WGAG-radio.
Welcome to the Don Nicoleone Show.
bitch. I'm still the bad bitch. I'm still the bad bitch. Ain't another, I'm the bad bitch. Damn right, I'm the bad. It was all a dream. I'm the baddest bitch. The mistress, I'm the baddest bitch. I'm the baddest bitch. I'm the baddest bitch.
Y'all already know what time it is. Turn your motherfucking radio up. It's the one and only Don Nicolion.
So all my bad bitches, I can see your halo. Now it's me and my time. It's just me and my prime. Everything I try to teach them, they gon' see it in time. Tell them bitches get a stick, I'm done leading the blind. So all my bad bitches, I could see your halo. See, that's the eye of the tiger, the lion of Judah. Now it's me and my time. It's just me and my prime. Everything I try to teach them, they gon' see it in time. Tell them bitches get a stick, I'm done leading the blind. So all my bad bitches, I could see your halo. All the girls will come in as long as they understand that I'm fighting for the girls that never.
Yeah, I've been doing this shit since I was 18. Can't none of y'all hoes touch this shit. Y'all bitches been hollering 4 years on BTR. Check my resume, bitch. Y'all hoes elementary to this shit. Universal knowledge done mastered this motherfucker. Come up to my level.
Only materialistic ass. Common desire. Stink. Ugly ass. Vibrate low on a different level ass, bitch. We can't touch this shit, bitch. The best bitch doing it.
Welcome everybody to the Don Nicolion Show, man. I'm so black to be here, goddamn. Yeah, baby, man, it is Saturday, one of them goddamn days. Unless you know, man, one day, that's all it takes, goddamn it. Shit, every day is one day. Fuck what you heard, man. Welcome to the Don Nicolion Show. We do podcast this thing weekdays, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. Please believe it. Right here on WGAG Radio, the Don Nicolion Show, baby. Man, I feel so much better than yesterday, man. I got to give a special shout-out, man, yes, to my nigga Jay Illa. Jay Illa, you got you some cootie-wootie, didn't you, boo? Yeah. Jay Illa, you know, I can tell when a man that got him some cootie-wootie because he started flirting and shit. Tell the truth, Jay Illa. Jay Illa got you some cootie-wootie, right? I'll be patient. I'll wait till you type that shit. This nigga been flirting with everybody in the goddamn. Jay Illa don't never fucking flirt. This nigga been abstinent for about a whole goddamn 2 years and shit. Yeah. I know when a nigga got them some cootie-wootie, man. Nigga start flirting and shit, want some more and shit. Nigga got addicted again and shit. Jay Illa one of our righteous niggas and shit. Righteous producer and shit. Yo, what's up, man? This is Jay Illa. When I'm not banging out these amazing bitches, I'm listening to the Don Nicolion Show. When I'm not banging out these amazing bitches. Anyway, man, one time for my girl Pretty Brown Eyes in the building. What's happening with you, baby? I just got to ask a question. Have y'all seen Pretty Brown Eyes? Pretty? Have y'all seen her brown eyes? Isn't that shit hypnotizing? You better not look at her goddamn eyes, goddammit. That shit is scary as fuck. When I first seen them, I was like, girl, you look like an avatar. You don't even fucking look real. Yes, her skin and shit is flawless like some genetic shit. Tell it now. Man, she look like she one of them mannequins or some shit, don't she? I'm like, what the fuck? Who the fuck look like that? That girl ain't real. She an alien. Pretty Brown Eyes is a fucking alien. I swear to God. I swear to God. Have y'all heard her voice? Sometimes she calls in, sometimes she don't. She's a mannequin. I swear to God. Like, seriously, y'all watch out now. I'm telling the brothers, like, you know, me and Neff ain't hypnotized, but one look into pretty brown eyes, that's it. You turn to stone, shouted. I just noticed that shit, because then, you know, like, you know, Jayla was just flirting with her and shit. I was like, he must have seen her eyes. He must have seen her. He had to see pretty eyes and shit. He had to fucking take one look at her, because, yeah, girl, your eyes is hypnotizing, shouted. That's dangerous. That's dangerous, pretty. I'm just telling you, honey, you better, that's dangerous, boo. God damn, y'all got to see her goddamn eyes, and her whole face just looked so animated. Like, this shit don't look real. Like, I was fucked up when I saw that shit. I couldn't stop typing her. She was like, what do you mean, Don? I'm like, girl, you look like a fucking avatar. What the fuck is that? You're supposed to look like a human like the rest of us. Like, anyway, man, special shout out to everybody in the after party, man. My man, Big Sav. Is in both. I really appreciate loving Big Sav, man. Some of you lazy motherfuckers don't bring your ass to the VIP section. I say we shut down the after party today now. Just drop the fucking mic, make these motherfuckers come on over, man. They don't like fucking with the niggas in the VIP section. You know what I'm talking about? Over there on BTR and shit, y'all niggas, and boy, this is what happens when you give a nigga a goddamn green carpet. You see what happens? They got that Anunnaki glow. Yeah, baby. All right, man, let me give a special shout-out to my man, Nas566 in the building. Well-dressed, my way 47. Fire line, this is in the motherfucking house. Rhino76, what's good with you? Big Money Mike, self-guided. Hakeem711, what's happening with you, baby? Dez the God, the one and only Queen Vita in beast mode. Don't fuck with her today. My man Wing Chong, King Jix. What the hell King Jix doing in this motherfucker? King, you supposed to be in this motherfucker. You must be bored as fuck to be in the after party today. You must be off. You got to be off, baby. One time for my man Packy USA, Get Real. My fairy godmother, newborn goddess is in the building. And my nigga brother Sin7, just happening, baby. I gotta give a special shout out too to everybody also in the VIP chat room, all the guests tuning in. Denzel Maurice, what's happening with you? Bible Truth by Benny. What's good with you, man? One time for my girl, Isis81. Craze Radio is in the building as well. What's happening with you, baby? I hope y'all having a great day, man. I hope y'all day is a fantastic day, man. Everybody on the call lines, peace and blessings, prosperity and protection for everybody and their families, man. May God bless every last one of you and heaven shine upon your black asses. This is a done. What do you say? I've been doing both. Okay, nobody gives a fuck. Calvin, you got an issue with me? You calling me a punk, motherfucker? You got an issue with me, nigga? Meet me outside, motherfucker, because I will goddamn straight, goddamn scrub your face to the fucking concrete. You don't want to fuck with me today, okay? I'm telling you that shit right now, nigga. I ain't did shit to you, little black ass motherfucker. Watch what the fuck you type, nigga. Type and calling me a goddamn punk, motherfucker. I'll punk these nuts in your mouth. You won't play with me today, goddamn it. I know nobody want to fuck with me today, goddamn it. I know nobody don't want none of this shit today, motherfucker. Because goddamn it, son of a motherfucker, I've been motherfucking meditating, nigga. I done had my fucking prayer beads. I done lit my fucking candles. I will fuck a motherfucker up today. You don't want to fuck with me today. I'm telling y'all right now, this is a warning for any one of you motherfuckers. I'm telling you that shit right now. You don't fuck with me today. That's right, my prayer beans, motherfucker. Please believe it, goddamn it. I am my prayer bean with pork, motherfucker. You don't want to fuck with me. And a bitch been eating motherfucking goddamn beef. Like, fuck what you heard. I think the shit was horse beef, though. But I don't give a fuck. So I'm aggressive like a motherfucker. You don't fuck with me, okay? I'm like a faggot right now. I'll put my dick in your ass. Now leave me the fuck alone. God damn it, shit, motherfucker. What now? You got some shit to say now? You don't want none of this shit, Charlie. You better type to somebody else, boo. This ain't the time of the day for that shit. Nigga, I've been on red meat like for goddamn 3 motherfucking days. I said, I see what the fuck going on around this motherfucker. Motherfucker think Don done got a little bit motherfucking passive on you, son of a bitches. That's why a motherfucker ate goddamn that fucking beef, nigga. Had beef fucking taco, beef motherfucking fajito, beef fucking burrito. You don't want to fuck with a bitch today. I'm telling y'all that shit right now. When you come on this fucking line, come like you got some motherfucking sense, bitch. For real. All beef, everything. Tell it. All beef, everything. Nigga, 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 watch, motherfucker. Like, you, I'm trying to tell y'all, motherfuckers. And then I got somebody already with their goddamn hands up. You got to fucking wait real quick. I got something to do.
Yeah. It sound like 007 on the same way. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Jane, gold all in my chain, gold all in my ring, gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch, nigga, nigga, nigga. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch, nigga, nigga, nigga. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring, gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch. This ain't for no fuck, nigga. You a real nigga, then fuck with me. This one for the hood, nigga. Hipster bitches that shop at Lenny. Dark skinned, light skinned, Asian and white women. Hype beats, we know about you. Don't buy shoes unless it's popular. For the hoes, my nigga. That pussy poppin' that Magic City. Got that strong, my nigga. Then come match that shit with me. Smoking me, my nigga. Then don't pass that shit to me. This one for my nigga. And bitches buy that money. Got a law, chest of bread. Them bad hoes at Onyx. I don't fuck with no snitches. So don't tell me who tellin'. This one for them colleges, them bad hoes that spell. Shout out to them freshmen on Instagram, straight flexin'. Pop the molly, I'm sweatin'. Pop the molly, I'm sweatin'. Mama always told me, boy, count your blessings.
Count them all.
In God, I trust. So I kept counting them frankly. I'm too fly, you know this. Let me give your ass a checklist. One gold watch, two gold chains, six gold rings, it's nothing. OG joints, them hot socks, no shirt on, I'm stunt.
Okay.
And this song for them fuck niggas who hating on you this summer.
Fuck.
Talk shit behind your back, but won't say shit.
Man, you on that bullshit.
I was gonna get beat up. But Nisha was right there on my team, ready, down. That's why I always just saw her as a friend, because the one I fooled with and Jonathan, they hoe and her most everywhere. They go to the bed. This is stupid, but we got nothing to do with it. Nisha, like, what's up? Y'all wanna fight her? Y'all gonna fight me too? Then my homie of all time came up like, nah, ain't nobody to jump on nobody. Ain't nothing going on over here. And we told them hoes that y'all gotta keep it going. And then they go and get Epo. Man, that was so funny. It was take on their face. Epo was like, that's my homegirl. I'm straight. Y'all on y'all own. And this will, I don't know, was it Lizard or Maria? Somebody, they wish their brother were here. They wish their brother, held her all of this. I was like, oh, ho, please.
God damn. Shawty, man, the daughter calling y'all, so I got them. Hey, you on the phone with us, like, stop. You know, that's the 706 number two, so you know they straight from Georgia. They how we get down in this motherfucker. You on fuck with us. Yeah, right. I'm just putting that shit on record. That's a 706 number, shawty. You know that straight Georgia, like a motherfucker, the dirty South in the motherfucking house. Good God Almighty. shit. That's why niggas scared of these Georgia peaches, motherfucker. They scared of them. Let's go back.
When I got into it at school, when me and Maria got to fight, my so-called friends stood back. Her, Maria and some other Chinese girl, they wanted to jump on me. But the Chinese girl eating up, bagging out, and it was just me and Maria fighting. But if they would have jumped on me, what was my so-called friend, Angelica and Mo, was standing back watching the fight. There ain't no friends. Not for real, for real.
I just
tried to get scared.
Now
I'm a fight.
Man, you gotta fucking love this shit, Shawty. This is the Don Nicole Young Show. Motherfuckers be calling in early and all this fucking. Goddamn, Shawty said the Chinese bitch backed the fuck out. She rich. She said the Chinese bitch got scared. Goddamn it, damn shit. All types of bitches want to fight her ass, right? Good God Almighty, man. One time for 706 in the building, man. Goddamn, God bless you. Oh, man, I just love my callers, man. I ain't even finna front, man. Them motherfuckers call. They'll call the show in the middle of a goddamn fight and shit, won't they? Good God Almighty, man. This is the Don Nicoleone Show, man. You gotta fucking love this shit. Mm-hmm. Goddamn, I think she in college, though, because y'all know Dawn has a lot of college children listening to her show. Dawn love the kids. I think she in college and shit. Somebody done turned her on, like, listen to a bitch that remind me of you and shit. Yeah. Jack, don't start no shit, nigga. I'm telling you right the fuck now. Look, nigga, I'm still working on my stand-up and shit. They want me to DJ a comedy show, but I'm trying to take over that motherfucker. Jack, don't come in here starting no shit, nigga. Let me get my shit together, shout it. You know what I'm saying, Jack? I'm telling you now, baby. Don't come here starting no shit. I got a lot of shit to talk about, Jack. What up? This is my exceptional I'm nigga. I love
start
him.
Start going to business together.
Say what?
I was going to see if we could, do a business proposition. You know, I'd get them pictures down there to Georgia to you, and we'd make us some money.
You get what to me?
Them pictures of, over Jesus.
Boy, stop.
Hey, you realize how much money we can make, Don?
Look, man, Jack, stop fucking call somebody else with that shit. I don't even like that picture.
How the hell I can eat you anyway?
Huh?
You know, why not?
I don't even like that picture, man. I find nothing enjoyable about it. But speaking of Obama and shit, and I left this one out for a reason, y'all. I just had to put this on record. Now, I said I'm going to see how far this shit going to go. I did say that. Because I remember last week, they said that Obama and Michelle is going to have a separate vacation. Fireline, are you familiar seeing some shit like that? They're not going to take their vacation together. So I said to myself, okay, I ain't going to read the article, no shit like that. You know, Don, don't read the article. I said, I'm just going to sit back and see what the fuck pops out from this shit. So now it's reports that, yes, Obama will be vacationing by himself alone, but he's going to be with a nigga named Reggie Love. And this nigga done banned media from taking the pictures and shit. I told y'all Obama was a fucking homosexual. This motherfucker here, man, this nigga going on a secret rendezvous with a nigga named Reggie Love, Jack.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, baby. I knew that shit, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, where you fuck? Now, do you remember somebody when I said, man, Obama gonna be fucking with, I did say he going on some shit with Beyonce, but you know what I'm saying? That's another story. I said, and Michelle gonna goddamn go on some motherfucking secret rendezvous. Who the fuck is Reggie Love? Anybody know who Reggie Love is?
Let me Google that nigga.
Nobody knows who the hell Reggie Love is? Oh, my God. We need to find out who the fuck this nigga is. Peter, give me the number. Let's call Reggie. Let's find some nigga from Chicago. Yeah, we got to call this nigga. Let's call Reggie Love, man. Let's find out what the fuck going on between him and Obama. He used to play basketball. Okay. Are we talking about the same one? Let me bring in 703-663. Give me a mic check.
Hey, Don, how you doing? It's Angie.
Hey, Angie, how you doing today? Welcome to the show.
I'm good. I was calling to tell you who Reggie Love is. He started out with Obama when he first ran for president. He was like an intern for him.
Lord,
so he's been
Jesus.
With him for a minute.
Are you fucking serious? He's fucking his intern, his ex-intern.
Yeah. He's been with him for a minute.
Girl, stop. Oh, my God. Your president is fucking gay, and your car is, too, and your Rams is gay. Like, come on in, Neff. Give me a mic check.
I'm so God.
Your president's gay.
Man.
And your Rams are, too. Neff.
What's up?
What the fuck is he doing going on a goddamn vacation with some nigga that used to be his intern?
Man, I forgot. You know that Obama is a basketball playing motherfucker, and Jay Ellis, I remember now. Reggie Love is a nigga that played at Duke University in like the late 80s.
So, Angie, is that the same one?
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, that's him. That's the same one.
Mm-hmm.
What? So why he ain't going with Michelle? Jack your mic back open.
Why he's a 31-year-old young nigga.
Why he ain't going with Michelle? Why they ain't going nowhere together, man? Come on, man. I told y'all they sister they fucking relationship is staged. I told y'all that shit that's to hide his homosexuality.
Yeah, you been saying that from jump.
Yeah, I told y'all that shit, man. This motherfucker got y'all fucking believing they the ideal black couple. Fooled your goddamn ass.
Damn.
Yeah.
Where they vacationing at? See, that's going to say a lot where they vacationing at.
Okay, let's figure this thing out. They probably ain't going to say it, but how you going to ban the media? Somebody got to find us where he's on vacation at. This nigga banned the media. You can't ban no goddamn media, motherfucker. Why he's not going with Michelle? That's what I'm asking. Anybody have a reason?
Man, I don't know what couples vacation alone.
Huh?
I don't know too many couples that vacation alone.
Not unless you're going with the fellas.
He going with a nigga.
Right. So what that tell you?
But there's...
Okay, here's what Sandra Rose says. The contents of this post may be upsetting to some of you unrepentant Obama apologists. You may want to sit this one out and wait for the next post, which will be up shortly. Here it says, for years there have been rumors about President Barack Obama's sexual preferences. To understand why I am entertaining the rumors today, I have to take you back to November 2011 when Obama's body man, Reggie Love, resigned from his manufactured position as deputy political director to Mr. Obama. At the time, the WH Press, White House Press.
Oh,
Jack,
shit.
What?
I'm just reading this shit.
Okay, well, shut up. Let me do mine first, and then you
my
read
shit's
later.
Better.
The what? Say what?
Mine's better. Better.
Okay, well, hold your better out for a
I
minute.
I got homosexual pictures of the nigga.
Oh, shit. Yours is better. Put it on my Facebook page. Anyway, the White House press pool that follows Obama's everywhere speculated quietly that the president and Mr. Love had broken up. The rumor mongers within the press pool speculated that Love was asked to resign. So close to the November elections, mind you, this is 2011, because compromising pictures from his college days had surfaced online. That's probably what you're looking at, Jack. And the pictures were zooming along the internet highway at such a rapid pace that the White House could not contain them. According to this blog, though, the pictures purportedly showed a heavily inebriated Mr. Love performing a homosexual act on another male. It was important for Reggie Love to tender his resignation if Obama had any hopes of being reelected. So exit Mr. Love stays left. Now, fast forward to this past week, when word leaked that the Obamas were taking separate vacations As soon as the White House confirmed the reports, the devoted members of the Church of Obama dropped to their knees in fervent defense of their savior. Our reader quipped, quote, here's what the reader said, "When your relationship is strong and secure, you can take a separate vacay over a long weekend." Yeah, sure, as if the reader wouldn't snap if her husband even hinted that he was taking a separate vacation away from her, okay? It's important to note that Obama have taken separate vacations before, so why is it different this time? Well, this time, Mr. Obama violated the rules by banning the White House press pool from laying eyes on him or taking pictures. The entire weekend, which I'm sure is mandated in the Constitution somewhere, the White House press pool was said to be furious at the lack of access to the president this weekend, as if it was the first time the Obama has blocked them from recording his extracurricular activities for all future generations to see. So, the usually fawning media vented their frustration in a most unlapdog-like way. And here's what one said. "The way the president's availability to the press has shrunk in the last 2 years is a disgrace." That snapped ABC News White House reporter Ann Compton, who Politico.com notes has covered presidents all the way back to Gerald Ford. There is so much more on this fucking shit. Okay, now I need to find the pictures, Jack.
They done took them off. They done took them off.
They done took them off that quick.
Damn.
Yep. Ain't this a bitch?
Well,
what a damn time with a sissy.
I told y'all that nigga was a homosexual. Ain't no heterosexual man is for gay rights, motherfucking gay marriage and gay this and gay that. I kept telling y'all motherfuckers that shit, man. Y'all motherfucking be thinking, "Dog, I don't know what the fuck she's talking about some goddamn time." I may not can speak motherfucking English, motherfucker, but I know what the fuck I'm talking about, shit. And all right now.
That's right.
I know the fuck I'm talking about. This dumb bitch makes sense, goddamn it.
That's right.
Shit, it will reveal itself, goddamn it. Come on now, this nigga about to go on a secret rendezvous with his homosexual lover.
You far from dumb. You got intuition. You can see shit. And
that's called clairvoyance.
There it is. Where the higher senses shit. So, damn. I guess so when you think about it now, his saunter, the way he walked, that smile on his face. Yeah. He got dick sucking lips the whole nine when you really think about it.
My God, man.
Yeah. Damn shame.
Told y'all that shit.
Said he got DSA.
Told y'all that shit, man. Now, you got to tell us what you was looking at, though.
Man, I can't find it. I'm on the phone and trying to search this shit.
Fireline is talking about, or is he a bisexual? Gay is gay. There's really no such thing as bisexual, Fireline. A man is a fag. He's a faggot. He's a faggot. Your president is a fucking faggot. God damn it. Shit. I know a faggot when I see one. And really, technically speaking, ain't no such thing as a bisexual.
Nah, hell no.
Hell no. Ain't that right, Jack? No.
He's
fucking gay.
Yank.
Stop giving him a goddamn bisexual pass. Keep telling y'all, man, ain't no goddamn heterosexual man with a so-called family is black man at that is for gay marriage. Come on now. Come on.
Agreed. That's right.
You know what I'm saying? He's a homosexual. God damn it. And they use women as their trophies to hide that shit. And he's a white man at that. So come on now. Shit. I just wish he just came out instead of goddamn talking about, you know, cause trust me, man, if I was retarded, I'd be a spokesperson for retarded people. Right? Yes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If my child had issues or whatever, like ADHD, I'd be a spokesperson for that shit. You know what I'm saying? There has to be something that is in you for you to just be all for that shit. You know what I'm saying? I ain't, you know, like, for real, if I was fucking gay, yeah, I'll be for gay marriage. If I was gay, I would be for that shit. I told y'all, man, these motherfuckers put laws in place, support certain lifestyles because it's based on their lifestyle. Do you understand how this shit works?
Right.
If you're not doing it, you don't support it. In other words, if you ain't doing crack, that's why you don't support crack. But if I bring a whole bunch of crackheads to the goddamn show, they will support each other all the way through. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So there you have it. Goddamn, I keep saying that shit, man. They support what the fuck their lifestyle is about. And you can tell that shit. That's why the UN has already brought in the curriculum for homosexuality into the schools, into the baby schools, pre-K, kindergarten, all that shit, very young, because they all into that shit. We will be the minority, we meaning some of us, because I know I got a lot of gay listeners, so this doesn't apply to you, but the motherfuckers that's not for gayness, we are considered the minority. We don't have that lifestyle, some of us.
Right.
We ain't with that. You can't forget that. That's like offering us crack.
Right.
We don't want it. And we don't support crack. We don't want no parts of it. And all crack people should be banned.
Right. You don't want it in your vicinity or none
of
that.
Yeah, we don't want it around our children. We don't want none of that shit. Homosexuality to me is a drug. It's a what's that shit called? It's a recreational fucking drug that can turn a whole bunch of motherfuckers out, and they cracking the babies out very young with that shit.
That's right.
But your president is fucking gay, and your car is too.
They're using these rappers now to promote their gay shit subliminally, whatever the fuck that word is.
Angie, come on back in. Give me a mic check.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Brian Williams from Rock Center on NBC did an interview on him on November 30th, 2011. So you can see what he says on the interview. It's pretty good. What
did he say?
I haven't seen it recently, but I saw it when it aired. This was November 30th, 2011. And it'll tell you how he got started with him and, you know, what their relationship is or whatever, you know, what they put out in the media.
Well, thank you for that. I'm going to check that shit out maybe one. But I think that's for everybody else because, shit, like I said, man, I know real men from bitch-ass niggas, and Obama's one of them. You know what I'm saying? I know that there's a huge fucking difference. And you got a loud background in your back. Can you mute your phone? You can come in anytime. But, shit, shouted, like, shit, I wasn't born yesterday, motherfucker. I already know how this shit go. Your president is fucking gay, and I told y'all that fucking marriage was staged. Them damn children, our renter kids, all that fucking shit. When y'all don't see Sasha and Malia with Obama and Michelle, they back at home with their real mama.
Their real mama.
They back at home with their real mama and shit, man. I told y'all the motherfuckers ain't real, man. I mean, come on. All your presidents was fucking gay, man. Come on. We're talking about the gay mafia. The gay mafioso. Wake the fuck up. Like, ain't no way in hell they gonna have some straight-ass president in no fucking White House. All for goddamn heterosexual. This is their shit. This is the Romans. Wake the fuck up. This is straight-up Romans. You know what I'm saying? Like, you think they're going to have a decent nigga in the fucking White House? Get the fuck out of here. Politics is politrics, and that's six ether. Fuck out of here. I don't give a fuck what y'all looking at, what y'all think it is and shit. Nixon was gay, too, man. He hated them faggots as much as he was fucking them. Shit, like, I hate men, and I still let them drill. Now, shut the fuck up, Calvin. You don't understand when somebody goddamn say fuck them faggots and fuck them men. Let me all angry bitches that hate niggas, push one on the goddamn line. I bet you still fucking them. Goddamn it, you don't understand how this shit works, nigga. You don't understand how this shit works, goddamn it. I bet you they just had a dick yesterday and can't stand fucking niggas. Now get the fuck out of here with that shit.
I know what the fuck that shit is. All white men are goddamn gay, and any black man that was born after 6,000 fucking years is fucking gay too. Shit. Now what? Moving right along. That's right. I fucking said it. Talking about Nixon wasn't gay. Yes, that faggot was, motherfucker. He just didn't like the ones that wear purses and dress in drag and shit, like goddamn 50 Cent. 50 Cent hate them goddamn faggot person ass niggas, but he'll fuck him a hard leg nigga with muscles and goddamn and well goddamn Timberlands in a heartbeat.
That's right.
Goddamn it. So shit, ain't that right now? He don't.
That's real talk.
I told you, Calvin, don't fucking talk to me, boo. I know what the fuck I'm talking about. Shawty.
That's right. No
ass nigga.
All them presidents like that. Now I never forget. I can't recall the movie, but it was a breaking down not only of J. Edgar Hoover, but another big-time politician who did, like, Karl Rove, who was kind of like the brains behind politics, and he was telling his people, nigga, don't ever wear your homosexuality on your sleeve. Nigga, you be a man. And they
That's
were
right.
serious when they was like, be a man. You know, it's like you said, hard-leg man. It was like, we don't fuck with them punks, but we mess with men.
Yep. Yep, tell it, goddamn. Let
That's
me bring in 412. Give me a mic check.
Hey, Don.
Hey, B. How you doing? What you got for us?
Well, I was looking at that Clive Davis thing coming out and all that, so I was thinking about that.
Yeah, Clive. Well, see, I already told y'all Clive Davis was fucking gay. I know motherfuckers that fuck with that nigga. So
yeah.
that's nothing to me. That may be a surprise to some of you motherfuckers. But goddamn, didn't that? How many times I tell y'all all white men are fucking gay?
That's right.
Period. So come on now. I mean, shit. I told y'all what Clive Davis was fucking doing. He was fucking little boys and shit.
Yeah.
They all got a little goddamn thing for goddamn boys and shit. All white men love fucking boys. It's the scum bucket list. Now must we go through that shit again? God damn it. So what y'all gonna wait? The all white men come out and say they gay? You should already know. This is no fucking surprise. What you need to be goddamn shocked about is that goddamn it, these niggers. Because white men are born gay. Fuck what you heard and shit. They on that sick ass shit. They cavemen. But yeah, that's no surprise and shit. It's Quincy Jones. Quincy Jones wants you to fuck him.
Yeah.
God, that was the first time I heard Jimmy, what's that nigga name? Bobby Hemmett, man. That's the first time I ever heard that nigga, man, Bobby Hemmett, man. It was a clip. They took that shit off YouTube. It was some years ago, I swear to God, man. And he was talking about all the homosexuality in the entertainment industry, but they never showed his face, I don't think. They might have showed his face. But I didn't know he was Bobby Hemmett. And he had Queen Latifah. They had images and footage of Queen Latifah on the video. They had also 6 Degrees of Separation with Will Smith in the bed with that white boy. And Quincy Jones, that part right there, man, that shit had me rolling. You remember that shit, Big Sam? That nigga said, Quincy Jones wants you to fuck him. I laugh every time I fucking say that shit. That shit. Jimmy, what the fuck his name? Bobby Hemmett ain't really trying to be funny, but that nigga sound funny as fuck when he talk. You know what I'm saying? You can't do shit but laugh at this nigga.
Yeah, he did. Did you see the pictures of Will and his boyfriend that surfaced?
Which
week?
One? Which boyfriend?
Tisha Campbell.
Tisha Campbell, man.
Yeah.
Nah, I didn't see those pictures. What they looking like?
Well, they were... Kim and Kanye were on vacation over in Brazil, and they happened to, you know, be out, and they saw Will and boy. So I can't think of his name. But,
Dwayne.
Dwayne, exactly. So then they're in the hotel, and she's looking up. Her and Kanye are out on the balcony, and they're looking up, and Will and Dwayne is up on the balcony above them. And she starts taking pics and posting them on Twitter.
Who, Jada?
No.
Or Kim?
Kim Kardashian.
Oh.
Incredible.
Way in Brazil. Now, this is not the only vacation they've been spotted on. No wives around. No, I mean, it's so obvious now.
Right. Right. You saw, okay, so back on Clyde Davis, they got the picture of Clyde with Usher.
and the way
Clyde is touching Usher's chin, is that the picture? Because I seen it earlier, but I wonder, is that what you're talking about, Pretty, when you said, no, not Usher? Come on now, Usher. Everybody know that shit. Girl, this is the entertainment business, honey. You got to kiss the mustache. Yeah. Come on in, 708. Give me a mic check.
Mic check. What's going on, Mike?
You got it, baby. Speak up for us real quick.
All right. I was in Minneapolis. So I'm going to be anonymous.
So I can't hear you.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Can you speak louder?
Okay. Okay. Let me turn this off real quick.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, and about like 2002, I'm going to be anonymous, though, but there were two tours that went through my city, the Up in Smoke tour and the Rough Riders tour, around 2000-2002, and Ricky Martin, he came through as well. Majority, first of all, I believe 80% of the entertainment business, men are gay, but the majority of these people that was on these tours, I was a concierge at this hotel. And a lot of them was asking for male escorts or
right.
Where is the nearest gay clubs at or gay chat lines. And I was getting between $50 $200 to get men to come into their room for a little while. The ones that, you know, that's rough, that's yelling, they got the blunt in their hand, rah, rah, and all this and everything, they was getting it in. Upstairs on the 9th and the 5th floor with other men, but on record, they in the hood, and the women too. The women is like, you know, looking for women. When I was some of the artists that was on this tour back then, so I wanted
right.
to ask that on through that.
So who was all on the tour again?
Okay, the Up in Smoke tour. I don't know if y'all remember how it just went through America. Let me see, it was Dre, Ice Cube, Snoop, Nate Dogg with Eminem, and Warren G, what's that dude from Detroit? Can't remember. Exhibit, all them cats when they was doing that back in 2000. And the Rough Riders tour was everybody from DMX to Dragon, Styles P, and everybody that was in that little crew right there. And they split up, though. That's the rest of the dudes. But the majority of these people wanted men entertainment. They were looking for men that were, like, into drag.
Right.
And,
Neff told me, though, that a friend of hers or somebody who's a role manager or a booker or a promoter,
yep.
Neff, you remember that, said that when T.I. come into California, he'd be asking for male.
Absolutely.
Male cowboys or whatever the fuck, male prostitutes.
That's right. they want the booty love without the attachment.
I just got one thing to say to all you niggas, man. Y'all lucky. Shit, we don't stand a chance of fucking a celebrity man. Damn, y'all lucky. Niggas ain't looking for us no goddamn all goddamn it. No need for us to be a groupie showing titties to get backstage.
Yeah, it's okay to be a groupie this day.
I don't want you. I was getting big money sitting at the desk, $100 bills just coming down for me to, and some NBA players too back then. Yeah.
NBA wow. players? Yeah, that's
yeah,
not
I was
a
working
shot.
In the hotel, so when they come in on their tour bus and everything, you know, I know the strip, how to be buddy-buddy with them. Hey, how you doing? Let me get your bags and everything. So what's going on? How was the trip? Oh, everything was okay? When was the last time you went to the WNBA as well? So what's going on? Oh, okay. Hey, man, look at here. Or
yeah,
some
WNBA
of brothers, you know,
too.
Tour, they want to know where the guns at, where the weed at, you know. What's? I mean, whatever your pleasure is, I got it because I'm a concierge. I know what you want. You want some females? You want some weed? You want some smoke? I know who owns 63rd and whatever. I'll get it for you. You know, so.
They talking about Tupac and Quincy Jones. I got a question.
Oh,
why
yeah.
would Quincy
okay.
make a pass at Tupac unless he knew something? Or did he try something?
Yeah, no, man, that was his way in. And you see, I think he
yeah.
tried him. And I don't know what happened, but I think a part of that deal was, okay, now you can have my daughter. Because before he died, he was engaged to Godada Jones. So
he went on and...
He was, so, you know, Something went down.
I mean, y'all know these old men are some sick fucks and
oh,
shit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm looking at the picture now where Clyde Davis got his hand on Usher's chin. The picture, you know, a picture paints 1,000 words, but I know exactly what he said to Usher.
Yeah.
You just as cute as you want to be. That's what he said. You just as cute as you want to be. Look at the fucking picture. Isis, you see the picture? Look at the picture, man. He looking at that motherfucker like, you just as cute as you want to be. Just as, I bet you about the sweetest chocolate, motherfucker.
Little sweet thing, you.
And look at Usher just smiling. That flirtatious shit, man. Look at it, man. Look at that shit. Good God. But I already told y'all that Usher was bi. Well, yeah. Homosexual and shit. That's what make my girl Tamika fucking unique. That's what make her unique. Because that nigga literally ran down the fucking altar.
And
yeah.
Hey, all them Walt Disney on Ice characters, all them motherfuckers, guys. I'm telling you. I was doing that. I was a concierge at the hotel. They come through. All them motherfuckers wanted to
see Minnie Mouse came. Mickey came through and stayed at the hotel booth.
Wanted some dick.
How
Builder,
did you know that he was the voice of Mickey? I mean, he was the little character at the Mickey Ice Capades or whatever.
You said, how did I know?
Yeah.
Okay, when they came into the hotel, you know, they got to let us know who was who, and we see the list of who the people are, and we get to know everybody. Like, the group, this one dude, Meatloaf, and ACDC, and group named Circle, a lot of entertainers. So, Walt Disney on Ice, them dudes, they came through, Mickey and the elephant dude. And
what Mickey look like?
He was a white dude, white, Irish, Italian, skinny dude.
Oh, shit.
I mean, like the punk rock mohawk hair dude with the, you know, spike chains. And if he walked down the street, you wouldn't even notice him because he, you know,
damn.
He didn't know who it was. Yeah. You know.
I know Vita mad because Vita love her some Mickey Mouse. Vita, you got to give up Mickey, honey. You got to give up Mickey. Vita got the Mickey Mouse hat and everything, goddammit. She wear that motherfucker religiously.
How many of them niggas try to fuck him?
Did they try to fuck you? Did they try to hit on you?
Hit on me?
Yeah.
No, I was about that money. No, I think one dude, oh, man, who was this dude? He was a coach for the WNBA. He asked me to come up to the room for a minute, and he needs some help with his baggage and whatnot. And I just had a feeling it was something else more than that. So I had somebody else to go up, though, and let him just
said that she's still devastated about T.I. and Jay Illis believed that Tupac was going off on the little shit, man. Come on now. Tupac was a straight flamer. Y'all need to get over that shit. It doesn't take away that he's Machiavelli, that he's Thug Life. Okay?
Any nigga that put an earring in his nose is a fag.
Huh?
Any nigga that put an earring in his nose is a fag.
Isis said, stop, Don. Stop, not Tupac. I'm trying, man, come on.
I would say
his one of his closest goddamn friends was Versace, man. He rolled with a gang of faggots. Wake the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what nigga goddamn hang with a bunch of faggots, nigga, that you fucking know?
Well, he must have got pissed off at them fags because he showed
sure whatever now.
He went in on them. I mean, he did.
And who don't? I go in on niggas and I still let one drill, Neff. Wake up.
I'm saying, no, I'm with you. I'm like, hey, he did what he did. He sat on that director's couch. I ain't denying that. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, like you said, he became angry, you know, because he definitely went in on their ass and told who was all doing it and where they was, you know, what was up.
Yeah,
you,
I don't
why
think
he
know.
How
he
know?
How
he know? Because he was there.
Kill on you first.
He was right there.
That shows he was a fag. Now, if he's there, why they doing fag shit, y'all? He just sitting over and watching.
No, are you listening, Jack? Are you paying attention?
No, you probably, I got ADHD.
Okay, because I just said there's no doubt that he sat on the director's couch. He had a blow. He did a blow job, and he did some fucking. There's no question about that because, you know, hey, it is what it is. It's still my nigga, but the fact is he went off on them, you know, and he did go in and talk. They up there fucking and sucking, and he went in on that. He did that. Now, everybody ain't doing that.
I don't think
you know?
He did. I don't think Tupac did.
Man, y'all niggas, and I, like I said, and Whitney ain't never smoked no crack to this day. I don't give a fuck. So I know we got our moments where, you know, we want to deny the fucking truth all day fucking long, and that's okay.
Yeah,
depending on who the fuck it is, we say,
not
them.
Right. She was just sweating profusely because she worked out before she sang. So, yeah, you're right.
Let's get past Tupac. Does anybody
Tupac, goddammit, for all you niggas in denial. Shit.
Does anybody believe
when Neff hit me with the T.I. shit, I'm like, okay. I wasn't even, fuck. Are you serious? Mm-hmm. But, so when Neff hit me with that T.I. ordering men and shit, when he come to L.A. and shit, I mean, it's what it is, goddammit. Shit, who gives? I mean, shit, that ain't my nigga.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Truth is fucking truth and shit.
You know what I'm saying?
So I ain't like a bitch like me ain't in denial. The only denial I'm still in is with Whitney on crack. And I don't give a fuck if the bitch said it. I think they paid her to say that shit. They gave her that movie deal. Just say it, bitch. So shit, fuck it. But we all, you know, we duck when some shit like that is thrown at us.
Right.
Tupac, T.I.
Took me a minute with Pac because, you know,
because you was goddamn fighting the hell out of me, like, goddamn it, you and that nigga must have been fucking.
I mean, damn, I know people that know him. I know where he was at, you know what I'm saying, the places he be at and shit like that when he was in Oakland, when he lived here. You know, my older sister kicked it with him, you know. It was just like, I just couldn't see it, but, you know. When your shit is revealed, it's revealed. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah, I mean, who hang with a bunch of faggots, my nigga?
Right. And when I saw that Vibe, Unseen, sit-down conversation there, I remember we watched it in the after party, and you really broke that shit down because I had to listen to what he was saying, like literally listen to his words. And he was saying shit like, I can't love a man. Like I love
remember
woman.
That. Yeah,
and I was
yeah.
Like,
he was conflicted.
He was very conflicted, trying to fight it.
The same shit 708 said about Jack last week.
Right. And it was like, yeah, when I heard him say
that,
like,
where did the
mouth.
Fuck that come from? Right now, ain't nobody asked you about no loving a nigga. Ain't nobody asked you no homosexual question, nigga.
Right.
Where it come from?
Right, and if you don't actually listen, it'll go over your head. You know what I'm saying? Because you'll be mesmerized by him because he speaks so powerful and shit like that. But I had to sit and I'm like, damn, he's saying it right there. You know, that he's conflicted about this fucking lifestyle, being in this industry, all that shit. And I was like, that's
you got him taking homosexual pictures and shit.
Right. Right.
But you know what else? You can't forget also the religious community, these Christians that's on tour, they want the sexual men desires as well. So let's not keep them.
Well, we already know that. We're talking about the motherfuckers we like right now. We don't like Christians, so they don't count.
We know Eddie Long.
But however, the majority of those people that we do like in the industry are Christians.
Well, Bobby Brown ain't gay.
Girl, you done lost your maggot mind. You know damn well Bobby on that goddamn Bobby on that Molly.
Bobby on that
Farasha asked Neff, so how the hell is T.I. gay? Go ahead and tell her.
Let me tell you this. If I wasn't trying to put this producer's name out, I mean promoter, big time promoter, okay, does all the fucking big West Side, West Coast from Nevada on in shows who make sure that all these artists, when they come to town, have everything that they want, like the brother just spoke on about, you know, do that shit that they request. And this month, it was him. I can't remember. I think it was him and Busta Rhymes. Them niggas like having sex with men. It's physical sex with no attachments. Motherfuckers who will let you do anything to them. That's what they want. That's what they appreciate. Okay.
Smoke tour. Busta Rhymes was on that tour.
Okay,
right.
You have it. This shit is real. I mean, I know this motherfucker, and I know my sister-in-law, and they ain't got a lot to kick it because they be in them circles. They know what's up. So, I'm like, well, he was like, yeah, T.I., Busta Rhymes, them niggas, when they come to L.A., when they come to the West Coast, they want, they request men.
They want it all up in them. They all on record. I'm Thug, I'm
they
hard.
They
want to
be deep in that ass. That's what all they want. They ain't got to worry about no bra talking about, but you said, but we was together. No, because that's not.
Yeah, because one thing about a nigga, man, when it comes to sex, they can just both walk away, give each other a dab, and say, I'll holler at you whenever, nigga. All right, shout out, peace.
I'll put you in the camera appearance in my video and shit.
Yeah. A nigga can't fucking come back talk about he pregnant.
Not
Clyde Davis is gay. I'm back on the Clyde Davis shit. Basically, he was once married twice. He was married twice. And he knew he was bisexual after the end of his second marriage in 1985. That's when he freely threw himself into a sexual relationship with other men. Yeah, that's when that shit. And the nigga, 80 years old with his sick ass. Clyde Davis is 80.
Wow.
That's fucking disgusting. Okay, we need to set rules for homosexuals. Rule number one, when you get to a certain age, stop it, okay? That's just fucking nasty.
Hey, Don. What's that, there's a cartoon, like an adult cartoon, where there's this old white man, and he's old pervert for, you know, the kids. It's like a mainstream adult cartoon. And it's old
Hold on, Jack. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Jack, you into some shit, man.
Yeah, I mean, this nigga, I don't know what the... He's a truck driver.
Like,
what the fuck you expect?
What the fuck are you doing in your off time? What are you doing in your spare time?
You know, like
you talking about Family Guy?
Like that. Yeah, Family Guy. Isn't that old white man with the bald head? I think he's the granddaddy or something. Or he tries to come in.
Okay, we ain't into no cartoons, honey. We ain't in La La Land, okay? Now, the Mickey
the
Mouse escapades was something different than this fucking Family Guy shit you're talking.
Jack, just be quiet for a minute.
Jack, be quiet.
Shut the fuck up, Don. God damn.
God damn, talking about this about some fucking cartoon. We know all everybody on the fuck cartoon gay. God damn. Okay, Mill said the whole Versace thing. But remember I said that he was fucking Versace? Then I said that shit, and then like a week later or 3 days later, they come out with the relationship, the relationship between Pac and Versace. God damn it, do I know what the fuck I'm talking about? And I ain't got to be in nobody fucking clique to see. I'm sorry.
Right.
I ain't got to be in a motherfucker house to know what the fuck you doing.
And it's a known fact. I've seen the footage of him doing... Well, Pac doing the runway in Milan. I seen him. I seen him and Kadada walking the fucking catwalk for Versace shows. You know? That's why Pac was like, nigga, you rap about it to Biggie. Remember that whole thing? You know, you talk about Versace, nigga. He's basically like, nigga, I am Versace.
Yeah, I'm fucking Versace.
Right.
Shut up. He'll never
give
you a chance, fuck you fat fuck. 770, come on in. Give me a mic check.
Hey, Don, this Pretty B. How are you?
What's good, Pretty? How you doing today? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing well. I pressed one because I was really stuck when you were saying why it's okay for why men are bisexual and because they can't go back and get pregnant. I was just devastated. That's all. That's what made me just want to.
Yeah, they can't come back and talk about nigga, I'm pregnant by you. Shit.
Oh my God. That's,
yeah. There you have it. Shit. There it is right now, boo. Anyway, so he goes to say, here just don't stop, man. Got Usher on the front page with that nigga. Okay, Clyde says that he slept with both men and women during his sexual renaissance period. But he spent the past 20 years in stable relationships with just two men. Like, now, what the fuck is a stable relationship with just two men? What the fuck is that shit? But he spent the past 20 years in a stable relationship with just two men, a doctor for 13 years and for 7 years with another man he won't name, probably a celebrity.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Or what's his name? Babyface and what's the one that's next? L.A. Reid look gay.
Nah, it had to been some white man. or probably Luther.
Maybe. Yeah, that's a good one.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, he wasn't in on Luther.
Can we leave Luther out of the conversation, please? Everybody loves
Luther. Oh, shit, we got another one ducking.
Okay. You fucked me up with that one.
Shit, now we got another motherfucker on the line ducking.
Oh, goddamn.
You fucked me up with that Luther when you was talking about the damn rituals, that sexual rituals.
Yeah, and Luther doesn't record at a public studio. He has his own private studio. So when you doing music for Luther Vandross, you have to sing. Y'all don't work together. Y'all work separately. So you send the music over to Luther, to his home, and he surrounds himself around boys, the same way Michael Jackson did it, because it goes right back to the Catholic Church and how, you know, boys, y'all are more pure and more virtuous, I guess, than any girl on the planet. Thank God. Homosexuality in men is at a high right now. Thank God and shit. But it's fucked up. Thank God in halfway, because I do have a son.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I wished I had all daughters, because I knew it was going to turn into some goddamn man-on-man shit.
Yeah, I know how you feel.
You know what I'm saying?
I
mean, it's
like,
fucked
man.
Up because we don't have no place to just take our children and develop a world of heterosexuals, and it's difficult to develop a world separate off from homosexuality, because there's some fake-ass niggas still in the closet that just wants to get in. Because, mind you, homosexuals don't really want to hang around homosexuals.
Right.
Motherfuckers that are not, so they could turn them out. This is your vampirism.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? What's fun fucking a whole bunch of homosexuals? The chase is the challenge. You know what I'm saying? That which what you don't have is your challenge, especially when it comes to men. That's the challenge. Somebody that you ain't got yet. Anyway, come on in, 313. Give me a mic check. 313-205, mic check,
Di, how you doing?
I'm good, and yourself? Welcome to the show, babe.
Now, whoever said leave Luther Vandross out, oh, my goodness. No, he gay.
Yeah, he's flaming. Yeah, all of them are, man. You in the entertainment industry, whether you're a rapper that talk about fucking the nigga up. Yeah, you think he's talking about killing the nigga. No, he's literally talking about fucking the nigga up. Take rap back to take rap way back. They were saying the same shit. They always been. You know what really did it for me? What just opened my eyes with the whole no Vaseline shit by Ice Cube, and how they just started coming out on each other. Nigga, you gay. Nigga, you gay. Nigga, you gay. Nigga, you gay. They all just kept coming out with that shit, you know, on each other and shit. Because, mind you, birds of a feather. What?
Together.
Fuck together. Birds of a feather fuck together, man. Let me bring in honey. Doc, come on in, sweetheart. Give me a mic check.
All praises to the Most High, Highest, Anu, Elyun, Elyun, El, the Most High, Highest. Anyway, and I had some homework for everybody. and then you'll know where it started. Remember, we always knew that this country, before it was formed, was a matriarchic society, meaning run by women. And then all of a sudden it became all about patriotism and patriotic, meaning, you know,
brotherly
father
love
and stuff like that. But look up the word STITUTE.
Say it again.
STITUTE, statute, statute. Mm-hmm. And you'll take that word and you put pro in front of it and you get prostitute.
Mm-hmm.
And you put con in front of it, and you get constitute.
Mm-hmm.
The word statute means a woman. It's a word for woman.
Mm-hmm.
So if you prostitute,
so
that
if you
means
have
you're
constitute, you're,
and if you constitute,
you're
against,
against women.
So
and if you're prostitute, you're for women.
Exactly. The Constitution was basically what it is. It's against women. That's what started our country off with our constitution, so-called this country.
That's why Mush likes it so much.
Yeah.
That makes goddamn sense. Good God Almighty. Mush is all for the Constitution.
Now you read my mind. I was about to push that applause button.
And it makes sense, Neff, because you are for prostitution. That's it. Now it all makes, thank you, Doc. That makes perfect sense.
Oh, shit.
Okay, 215, come on in. Give me a mic check.
Hello?
Hello.
How you doing?
Good, and yourself?
I'm doing good. This is Brother D calling from Philly.
What you got for us, D?
That's a question I have. Why is anybody talking about Obama being a faggot?
You late. We already talked about that for about a good 35, 40 minutes, boo. You want to go back to it?
Because anybody think he's such a heartthrob, he's such a hunk, and he's this and he's that. Michelle's so lucky, but he's a homo.
I know.
He's a homo.
I know. I've been saying that for a long time.
I've
been
saying
he was a
fag. I'm not saying on the show, but in general, our people.
Because they can't see it, man. They believe what they see. Now, back in the days, believe none of what you see. No, believe none of what you hear and half of what you see. So they know how to play tricks on the eyes. That's why.
Hey, he also like white men right there.
Man, he like all men. Come on in, Babylon Don. Give me a
I forgot about the church guy, too. I forgot about who he got killed in Chicago. I forgot about that, too.
Oh,
the
really?
What? He had one of his gay lovers killed in Chicago. Hey.
Yeah, man. He will have a nigga whacked off. I'm telling you. Him and goddamn Michelle.
Yeah.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Babylon. Welcome to the show, baby. How you doing?
I'm doing my best, guys. Hey, I thought that was deep what Doc said, man.
Say what?
Hey, Doc, that was deep what you said, man.
It was deep.
All right. All praises to the Most High, highest angel.
That's right. All praises to the Most High.
Okay. Fuck all that. What the hell? What you want to say, boo? The fuck?
I said that shit real pop said was deep. That's about the only thing, you know. I mean, what are we going to do, beat the dead horse on Barack? Only thing I heard mentioned about Barack was he went out with the goddamn Sinclair dude, which is part of the Da Vinci Code family, which lead back to what they call Jesus Christ, that bloodline. Mm. And the Chicago whole thing and the Chicago Men's Club and how Kanye West from Chicago, how Oprah landed, as Don said, in Chicago, and Barack in Chicago, and the rest of the motherfuckers. So a lot of shit coming out of Chicago.
How long
right
you
now.
Been on the air, Babylon? How long you been on?
I've been listening to the whole show, though, and I had a loud background.
Okay, even with the vacation, he's going with his lover on vacation, Obama?
Absolutely, I heard
okay.
that.
Okay. Okay. Mm. I hope that helped 215 out, because, yeah, we did talk about that, but, you know.
Yeah,
we just got into a whole gay, who, you know, everybody that's out there and shit, and all of the people on the show that don't like certain names being thrown at them.
Yeah, but there's a couple of people that they say Barack killed, a couple of gay dudes that they found dead. Now, I don't remember exactly the names, but I could goddamn look it up.
Oh, okay, no big deal. We let the dead bury the dead. We know he done killed a whole bunch of motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We know that. Yeah, I don't even like talking about that nigga too long, man. Shit. So, Fireliner says, so what, Chicago is Sodom now, Babylon? What's the significance of Chicago?
I mean, look at this, though. You know I'm always about hidden shit, but I did see O in Chicago, and O in Oprah, and O in Obama.
And O in Kanye.
Yeah, a whole lot of O's in the motherfucker. So,
Kanye,
you know
Kanye. And the O in Kanye.
CEO as in wide open.
Yeah, and I would like to, and Omarion.
No
doubt,
man.
Moria. Yeah. Yeah.
Uh huh. Go ahead, Babylon.
Okay, so Don. Okay, I thought I heard somebody. But Don, that's what that you know. That's basically what I see from Chicago. And Fire Liners, remember, that's where the fucking World Bank started at. Basically, that is part of the United States. That's why Chicago as black as Washington, D.C. is, meaning Chocolate City. And a lot of stuff going on in Chicago right now. And they're going to be coming out with a lot of they was the head of the music industry. Every now and then, they give everybody their shot. Atlanta had their shot. New York had their shot. Cali had their shot. Chicago had their shot. Even St. Louis had their fucking shot. Fire Liners. So Chicago just happened to be this one.
Chicago be having a lot of sick-ass shit going on there.
Yeah, they're in the limelight right now, though, for the people that's coming out of there.
Yeah, come on in, 508. Give me a mic check.
What's going on, Don? It's Big Rock.
What up, Big Rock? How you doing today?
Oh, no.
Welcome to the show,
hey.
Back.
Hey, I was just thinking, you know, Barack Obama is the first black, gay, and bisexual president of the United States.
That right?
What the fuck is that?
The iniquities of the Amorites are not yet fulfilled.
First of all, Barack Obama is not black, and he's not the first black president.
Tell him again.
I like that.
Well, I know that. I'm just saying for all those callers that's calling in upset.
Ain't nobody called in upset about Obama. They called in upset about Luther and Tupac, but that's about it.
All them two sugar dudes.
Oh.
But yeah, let's go back to Obama.
TMX and all the rest of them.
Yeah, all you niggas' favorite rappers. All you niggas' favorite
Jackson.
Rappers.
Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
Even the caller who called in, nigga, your favorite rapper is a punk too.
Calvin Broderick.
Who Neff? Who's
whoever
your favorite rapper?
I don't know. Just go ahead and name it.
Queen Vita said, "Whatever y'all do, y'all better not say Jigga."
Jigga the dick sucking lip nigga? What?
Yeah,
you dick sucking lip faggot? What? Oh, Nas called.
He said nigga. Nas said dick sucking lip.
You rock. What he say? You rock fellas.
I rock hoes. Y'all rock fellas. Okay.
They know that shit. They all be turning on each other. Come on now. Nas trying to tell you something right there, Vita. Don't be ducking that gay Z.
I rock home.
Hey, Don, but you touched on it, though. You said them niggas was calling each other out. Like, when Eazy-E got mad with Dre, he said Dre was gay. When Snoop got mad with Dre, he said Dre was gay. When Tupac got mad with Dre, he said that Suge and Dre was gay. So everybody know them niggas gay. Everybody seen Dre rock that shit when he was with World Class Working Crew.
I just said, when he was on the World Class Up in Smoke Tour. Yeah, he wanted some dick in 2002. He was the main nigga.
Right. Fireliner says, incredible. Prince was dogged out about being gay, and never, never has anyone connected him with a man. Of course not.
He's very
Prince
he's
ain't
very
gay.
Neat. Because he's very neat. With
Prince ain't gay, honey.
No.
Prince is not fucking gay.
That nigga is very neat.
Prince
he has
ain't
no
gay.
Loose,
okay.
He has no loose ends.
Prince is not gay, goddammit, now. That's the end. I'm about to hang up the show now. About to shut it down. Come on in, 315. Give me a mic check.
Teacher, tell us how you reach us. What up, daughter?
What's good with your midnight? How you doing, baby?
All right. What's good, Neff?
What's up? What's up, midnight?
Chilling.
Y'all been
asking
that about Prince. I will shut this bitch down. I will cause an atomic bomb in your fucking house.
Only thing I would say is he had a pompadour and he used to wear the do-rag around to keep his edges tight.
That's right, nigga. Shit. Motherfucker. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Well, we ain't gonna talk about that little fucking bow. Goddamn Tupac was wearing looking like fucking Minnie Mouse
and
shit.
It all came from the East Coast. Let's not get it right.
Well, that shit did not come from East Coast. I keep telling you, Neff, that
shit
came from Aunt Jemima.
You know
God
what?
Damn it.
Okay, I'm going to say this and
it
I'm going to shut the fuck
up. It came
from
Aunt Jemima. Now, that's enough. Come on, Midnight. What you got?
Only thing I'm going to say this and I'm going to shut up. Just watch Nas, Whose World Is This? And look at the scene when I don't know, One Love. Watch the One Love video
and then holla at me. That's all I'm going to say.
Leave my nigga Nas out of this.
That's all I'm saying. Just watch the One
Love
video.
So what they're saying?
No, what I'm saying is that culture, that whole little culture, is that straight New York prison culture. Watch One Love and see every nigga in the video had a do-rag on top of his head.
Okay, so we on do-rags now.
I'm just
okay,
saying.
Let's move on.
Okay,
come on, Midnight, what you got?
Okay, I'm done.
Wait a minute, there's a difference
we
between
do rags
a do-rag
and shit.
There's a difference between a do-rag and a goddamn banana or a scarf.
Okay, go ahead.
A do-rag is a do-rag. Niggas been rocking.
What the fuck is a bald-headed motherfucker doing with a bow wrapped around his forehead?
That's what I said. That's what I said when I saw the One Love video. I said, wow, okay.
Did y'all see the Tupac when he was in the bathtub?
Yes.
Taking the poles and shit.
Yes. The white man was all in his boxer shorts and shit.
Yeah.
We saw that shit. He just laying in that bitch like a little fucking stoop.
Don Prince wear pants with the ass cut out.
Who? What?
Prince.
Hey, what's wrong with that?
His ass needed some air, B. His ass needed some air, you know.
Queen Vita said mute, B. Queen Vita told me to mute your ass. Goddamn.
Who wears pants with their ass cut out?
Goddamn, right. Everybody right. do. Shit. That's a fact. What are you talking about? That's the latest thing, boo.
And we do got to put this on record that a do-rag and a goddamn handkerchief or fucking bandana is different now. When them niggas had on do-rags, that's to keep the waves down. Wait now. And then LA niggas wear bandanas. That's that color shit.
Okay.
So that shit that Tupac had on his head, there's a bandana like Don said, Aunt Jemima, and that shit came from this.
I'm just going to say this, and I'm going to shut the fuck up. Just watch the video. That's all I'm going to say.
You said that already now.
Okay, well, this nigga stop.
What video
do
you want us to watch?
One Love.
By who?
I said you know your hip-hop, Neff. I said you know your hip-hop, but I'm saying that was a farce, Neff.
Doc. Doc, okay, y'all got some loud background. Whoever got that loud background, mute yourself.
Not me.
All right, so Babylon, where we going with all this shit? Let's just sum it up.
Well, I was really loving the Barack conversation, but far as what Neff was talking about, I was just saying, you know, I'm from the East Coast, Don. You know now, I grew up there. We ain't rock no damn bandana. I'm 40 years old, so I live the era, and I'm saying I ain't never seen no niggas until the West Coast niggas started it, carry no bandana. That started with that color shit, and you could watch the movies, all the motherfucking boys in the hood and all that shit, and see them niggas
color,
red and blue and black and white.
Got rollers in their hands.
But they didn't wear them on their head. They actually wore those rags
in
their pockets.
Yeah, so that was y'all shit, now, for real, now.
Rock,
I know the history.
Firm.
And on the
ain't
East Coast,
no
we rocked two rags, Don.
Nigga, Malcolm X was rocking a fucking perm. Is he gay?
No,
yes.
That was,
let's move on.
No. That's
Malcolm X had a perm. Let's move on. And he was wearing
right.
Buddha pads.
Shit.
Shit, y'all, let's go back then, motherfucker. Y'all wanna go back on this shit? Shit, y'all, let's talk about Malcolm X with his goddamn red ass.
Well, he took that shit out. They still wearing perms in Cali right now.
Nigga, stop making this a Cali thing. You motherfuckers, you regional ass motherfuckers.
Now, why is you acting like you the founder of Cali, man? It ain't that deep. Truth is fucking
because,
truth,
I mean,
man.
But damn, keep
man,
the truth
goddamn, come on, man. Snoop Dogg and Dogg still rocking Shirley Temple curls, nigga. His little faggot ass.
Man, I tell you this. Keep that madness in Southern California where it belongs because niggas out here in Northern California don't rock that. I just got to be
a we know that there's hard leg homosexuals. It ain't that deep. Just because you don't see a nigga wearing goddamn Shirley Temple curls, don't, and he got on a motherfucking goddamn Timberlands or some goddamn starter jacket, don't make him goddamn heterosexual.
I know
we
that,
already
God.
Fucking know all these niggas is goddamn flaming, man. They all on the white man's team. Goddamn, it don't matter. East Coast, West Coast, fucking Africa, shit. All the motherfuckers, man, that homosexuality has spread it like goddamn, it's faster than AIDS.
DJ Quick,
hey, you know, I want
to
know why.
Like, ain't no goddamn joke. They don't need to protect your side like you get a fucking goddamn royalty check every time you defend
goddamn California.
I'm telling
act
you,
like
goddamn
that
it, that homosexuality
like
is all over this motherfucker.
Thank
it's
you.
All over the goddamn world.
Thank
it don't
what
goddamn
that,
matter if it's
you.
In the heart of Atlanta or in the
thank
heart of
you.
Goddamn Africa. It's,
that's
it still
all
exists,
I'm saying.
And it's a whole bunch of motherfucking niggas on that goddamn shit.
That's all I'm saying, Don.
Okay, so back to Barack Obama. I would like to ask that if anybody caught the fact that Barack Obama didn't allow the White House press to follow
goddamn,
him on
y'all niggas in California stealing our little girl hair bows and shit.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, that's Vita. That's Vita, man. We thinking a nigga coming to motherfucking fuck with us. He coming to steal our baby barrettes and shit. But that's why it all makes sense, don't it, Vita? Because we be missing barrettes, can't find a match to them, or none of that shit. This motherfucker, one of them California niggas, straight jacking us for goddamn barrettes and shit.
See, you stop feeding the fire. There you go.
I mean, I just had to, you know, I'm with the chat room. I'm one with the chat room now. So
right.
I'm one with
okay.
the chat room.
Okay.
Shawty.
We ain't going to say nothing about
gotta
Massachusetts.
Gotta be one with the chat room. One with
all right.
the chat room.
All right.
You know, Queen B to always give punchlines, so, you know. Okay, sorry, Babylon.
Okay, Dad, I'll repeat it.
Nigga stealing my grandmama rollers and shit, thinking he like my grandmama. This motherfucker stealing her fucking sponge rollers. Go ahead, sorry.
Okay, fire liners.
I'm
on
fucking California.
No, I'm bullshit. Hey, Dad, but did y'all catch the
feeling
fact that Barack
activating
Obama...
shit. Okay, wait, sorry.
Stop,
sorry, Babylon. Sorry, out there. It's the chat room, nigga. They're giving me cue cards and shit. It's the chat room. Goddamn,
no,
my bad.
You don't mind that shit.
My bad, Shotta. Go ahead. Let's get serious.
White motherfuckers t-shirt wearing.
Now, I always wonder why the shit always got stolen, like some of our hair products and shit. But go ahead. Like, who the fuck take your hair product? But go ahead.
Barack
it's the thuggish, ruggish bone.
Disallowed the White House press, Don.
It's the thuggish, ruggish bone.
You know what he was talking about now.
Hell yeah, man! That thug shit. The thug in the modern term for the day is swag.
Yeah,
Jay-Z always be crazy. I got my swag back, huh?
And you know
swag
means motherfucking fag, y'all.
Yeah. Yeah, thug stands for thugging homos under the disguise as gay people. Thug passing and shit.
Only niggas.
Thugging homosexuals. Ugly gays.
Only niggas was getting the promos. Only niggas was getting the promos to do the Old Spice swagger body wash. And then they would have the niggas naked. And the first one was Ray Lewis. This nigga, they got this nigga in phone. Then he's riding on a bird flying into the motherfucking orbit. Now you ask yourself, what the fuck does that got to do with body wash? Then they got another swagger body wash where, what's that nigga name from Everybody Loves Raymond? The
I
big
can't
dude.
Believe you'd be watching this shit that long.
All right,
I'm just saying. It's not that you're watching it that long. It's just that you're seeing through the shit. I mean, if you're watching sports, because that's the time when they put the shit on, is do the commercials after you know timeout or whatever. That swagger body wash is all being promoted from black athletes or black entertainers, point blank.
So you go behind that shit and you see that it is doing nothing but exploiting and promoting homosexual sexuality.
Did we ever get the definition for statute? So we can verify it means a woman?
No, we didn't get the official definition.
So now do we understand that the Constitution is basically against women?
Makes sense.
I had a feeling it was because it's always talk about man in the Constitution.
All men are created equal. You know, shit like
yeah,
that.
All men are created equal. So what about women?
Nowhere in that.
That's why women are the last ones to vote.
Yeah, they be like, man, fuck you. You a woman. You a fish.
The black people vote first.
Right.
Well, black men.
Yeah, Oshun says the whole goddamn world is against women.
Indeed.
I wonder why. What the fuck women got? God damn.
Is that why they're against prostitution? Because if people understood what prostitution means, that
they're for women.
That women would be become even more empowered, not on a sexual low vibrating level, but just.
Yeah, because when we look at it, prostitution is really based on women using men.
That's right. That's right.
And sending they, I mean, they be straightforward with that shit. $20, motherfucker. Get the fuck out.
No fucking attachment to them at all.
Hell yeah, non-attachment, just straight pimping the shit out of them.
That's right.
Dogging them.
That shit all started back with Ann Simpson.
Started back when?
That started back with Ann Simpson. She was ahead of the five women. What's that shit in Scotland? In Scotland, the Burdick witch trial. You know what I'm saying? Ann Simpson, they said that she performed satanic rituals in a church and attempted to kill King James I when that nigga was the one who wrote the demonology to begin with. So they say, you know, that's when they went on a village and through Scotland and Germany, you know, going on a witch hunt. And basically they killed villages of women because they saying that they were, you know, worshiping or doing rituals to kill the king.
I heard something about that too, where they thought because a woman that is has a period, she's evil. Something about that too. I heard about that. So they had to kill him because it's just not normal. It's not right for a woman to be bleeding like that. So we got to kill these motherfuckers.
Okay.
I mean, I just heard the same thing he said, too. There was more to the story, what he was saying, yeah. And I heard a lot about the same thing he's saying. Yeah. So he went out and killed all the women.
Man, y'all know that a daddy is arrested for feeding his two-month-old baby bleach. He heard it helped clear up congestion. I hope that motherfucker didn't hear that shit from my show. This motherfucker gave his baby bleach.
Oh.
A nigga.
Stupid.
Man.
How stupid can one be?
I don't know, man. I see now I got to stop making jokes. Niggas be thinking that shit for real.
I had said that one time.
Remember, I said drink some goddamn bleach.
that shit would cure HIV or AIDS. I remember we built on something like that a while back. That bleach might have been the cure for AIDS.
He probably gave the baby a whole bottle and sell a dilute.
Oh, no.
Just a cap full.
There's a cure for AIDS. That shit is out here. There's a cure for AIDS right now.
Yeah, the cure for AIDS is stay away from, stop fucking.
Right, that too. Yeah. I mean, there's a medicine out here. Yeah, there's a motherfucking pill.
Please, if it's a drug, it's not a cure. If it's a drug, there is no cure. But it is a cure for AIDS. But if they coming out with a drug saying it's a cure, that's a goddamn lie.
No. I had to think on that one for me. I'm slow as hell with that.
Well, remember now they used in that article, I think it was on Neff's show, how a woman had cancer. And they took the AIDS virus and put it in her blood, and it ate up the cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
I believe that. Yeah.
Yeah.
A cure for cancer, a lot of shit out here.
Yeah.
Multiple,
so now what? She got AIDS?
Well, technically, if the bitch is a, if she's a pure-blooded Caucasian, remember there's a difference between, you're looking at when we're talking about white people and Caucasian, but if they're full-blooded Caucasian, they can't get AIDS. So AIDS was basically genetically created to go against those that have melanin, and the pure Caucasian doesn't have melanin. So if, in fact, the cancer patient, now, mind you, cancer patients are those that are basically pure Caucasian. The majority of cancer patients, those are full-blooded Caucasian.
Well, that's why.
Right. So, in other words, if I give a full-blooded or pure-blooded Caucasian AIDS, it's going to eat the cancer up.
So you really have to take stronger virus to kill the other virus.
Right. Well, cancer is not considered a virus, though. But remember, the virus attacks whatever the fuck is in the system. Right?
Okay.
Am I right?
You're right. I don't know.
Yeah, it goes after whatever. Yeah, so if the AIDS would be what, mind you, all virus has intellect. Everything that you can't see and that you do see has intellect. Even the meteorites that's coming and the sun and everything else, all of that has intellect. And that's why it chooses its victims. Even cancer chooses its victims.
Mm-hmm.
Your whole system is intellectual property. It has it's pure intellect. Your DNA is intellect. Your heart is intellect. Your lungs, everything has intellect in it. And I've always said that these viruses are very intellectual, that it chooses, even the cold, even the flu will choose its victim. Everything has intellect. Yeah, so even AIDS chose its victims, and so does cancer, because the body or your DNA just starts to alert certain things to just break down the immune system. It's like give up on the motherfucker. It'll alert everything, your nervous system and everything, and say, fuck them. Shut it down. That's just how intellectual your body is. Your DNA will work for you or against you depending on if it's tired of fucking with you.
I'm tired of this motherfucker.
Your DNA is the general. Yeah. It's just like the military. It'll tell a motherfucker, we got an enemy or a foreign invader, attack. And your body works on that. The only problem is that people trust outside influence, such as doctors and everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And you're supposed to let your body do it. That's the same thing when they call it cough suppressant medicine. Just suppressing the cough. Let your body, your immune system, build up the strength to destroy it automatically. That's why every time you take a medicine or a pill or anything, all it does is get a brick wall that suppresses the pain. But your brain secretes the painkiller. Your brain does that. Your brain will secrete the painkiller that destroys the pain. But again, the reason why the body starts to break down, because you're not trusting in your body. You're trusting in man and what they tell you to put in it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah,
it suppresses
the pain. It suppresses the illness. It suppresses all this fucking shit. But that doesn't mean it's gone. It's still there. And then it starts to build up. Starts to build up, and next thing you know, you got to take more drugs, and eventually your DNA will just say, fuck it, man, we did all we can do. This motherfucker just keep popping pill after pill, or swallowing cough syrup after cough syrup, or taking Theraflu after Theraflu, fuck it, they just give up. Then your whole shit starts shutting down. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, because, I mean, you know, it's like, fuck it, we lost the battle. But your body will fight all day and all night for you if you stop trying to put brick walls in it, because it got to get to that which is foreign, that which is trying to corrupt the body. But a pill is like the brick wall. brick wall. Can't kill it. That's all medicines are, a brick fucking wall that prevents your immune system, your DNA, all your fucking warriors, your good bacteria that fights to destroy shit for you. It just prevents them from getting over that fucking wall, and that's why so many people stay fucking sick now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because then their body starts shutting down. Next thing you know, that's it. Heart attacks, all types of shit, diabetes, every fucking thing. Yeah, because you trust so much in this fucking system and not in your own immune system.
Word
That's
God.
The purpose, man. When they created this body, man, they created this motherfucker like a work of art. You know what I'm saying? However they did this human body, man, it's powerful than a motherfucker. But nobody trusts it no more. Like, you don't believe in your system. Like, immune system? Come on now. You mean to tell me I have a system called the immune system? What the fuck does it do? Yeah. And it makes your system weaker and weaker. That's why people stay sick. If you go around a sick person, you end up getting sick right after that.
Mm-hmm.
Because your immune system is fucking weak as fuck. You should be able to hang around a whole bunch of sick motherfuckers and walk away and won't catch it. That's tell you how strong your immune system are, like doctors. You know what I'm saying? Some doctors can just be around a whole bunch of sick motherfuckers and will never catch a goddamn thing. But you is not a doctor, and you don't hang around a whole bunch of sick motherfuckers, but let you hang around one sick fuck, it'll show you how weak your immune system is or how strong it is. It shouldn't be breaking down. That's too many walls, too many pills since the day you might have been fucking born to all the way where you're able to just buy your own fucking dope, your own drugs, your own Tylenol, your own this, your own that. And now the DNA is like, fuck it, ain't nothing we can do. It's going to take that person longer to get better. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I mentioned this in the chat room too, in the after party, that everybody has a time frame on getting better. And some people panic. Like, man, I had this cold for 3 days. But they're not clocking their time frame on when you're going to get rid of it, on how long it's going to take for your immune system to work, to push the shit and destroy it, to get it out of your system. So people start getting scared by the third day. Oh, shit, I probably need to go see a doctor and shit. But your immune system is still working, but you need to chart your fucking days on how long it is just for the common cold or the flu or any fucking thing. You know what I'm saying? So that's how you'll know. So, yeah, Neff says 3 days tops for her. Some motherfuckers can knock that shit out in one goddamn day, depending on how strong their immune system is. Their immune system works fast. Some people take 7 days, but those people who take 3 to 4 days longer, 4 days longer, 5 days longer, they start to panic. Now they got to go see the doctor instead of just be patient and let their fucking body, their immune system, go ahead and destroy that fucking virus or anything in them. Your body is a beautiful fucking thing, man. It's just like they say the mind. The body is strong. It was built this way, but we tear it down. Lack of trust. Not really knowing the way the body works and shit. Yeah, Bible True Benny said it takes most people longer than 3 days. Yeah, because their immune system is slow as fuck.
if you get your ass up, if you can get up to go grab you some breakfast, to go to the store and grab you some cigarettes or whatever the fuck you getting up for, it only takes not even 15 minutes, 10 minutes to do a proper routine. Just stretch your motherfucking body. You know what I'm saying? Get, you know, stretching and putting the right over left and all, you know, all different types to get that cardio working. That also controls your health too. You know what I'm saying? You ain't necessarily got to go into a gym and work out for an hour or two. Take 30 minutes and do proper exercising in your home. That builds up your immune system as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, and I'm strict on the eating factor too, is what I love to study and do research and know about, and know how to put better foods in the system to keep the body working properly, too.
Is that right? 804, come on in. Give me a mic check.
Peace, dog. Khufu.
Hey, Khufu. How you doing, baby? Let me bring in one more caller, Khufu. 610, give me a mic check.
Peace, Don. How you doing, sis?
I'm doing my best. What's good with you, Basir? Basir. Let's start with Khufu first. Give me Khufu, what you got?
Yes, yes. See, what we need to do is get back to the basics, right? And that is we need to start grounding ourselves, you know. Yes, yeah, see, we are electrical beings in the electrical universe.
Right.
Now, man, that this white man don't put tennis on everybody's motherfucking feet, ain't nobody getting grounded.
The rubber.
Now, Doc did a lesson back in the day on the aura, right? Now, it's a conspiracy why they're doing what they're doing. They need to stop burning this fucking coal and other like metals in the atmosphere. That's what messing our aura up. And guess where the metals end up in? In our central nervous system. That blocked the energy connection right there. That's why we end up with gout, heart trouble, and everything else.
Because of the what again?
Because of the metals in the atmosphere, the fossil fuels. Then you got your particulates. Then you got a weak aura, no protection.
Okay, do you know what aura is?
Where they call it the electrical field. That's your shield. It stands 10 feet high and 6 feet wide. And when we come into contact with these metals in the atmosphere, you know, we put a charge on that shit, you know?
Okay, wait, slow down, because this is new to me, honey, and I never known that your aura is affected by the metals in the atmosphere.
Yes.
Or the astrosphere, what you saying?
We just going back to the basics, dog, you know?
What's the basics,
so,
honey?
They know they don't need to be fucking with this cold. Here's 2013, the technology they already got and holding back, just like the United States. It's supposed to be high rail throughout this fucking country.
Give me the basic real quick so I can bring in Bashar. What's going back to the basic? Tell us
that. The basis is they're burning these fossil fuels that is bad for our
You said, okay, so what do we should go back to? Come on, Khufu, because I got 10 minutes for the mothership takeoff. What's the basic? When people say go back to the basic, tell me what the fuck is the basic.
Okay, this is the cure. Find you some good soil and dig deep enough to your knee and get that in the hole and pull the dirt back over your fucking self and camp out.
Okay. So dig a hole in the ground and get in it and then put the dirt back in it until it's up to your knee.
Yes. You know, put your little blanket in your back.
Now, what kind of dirt? Is it a particular dirt? Because if the air has metal in it, sure does the dirt has metal in it, too, now.
So, yes, it's in our soil. But if you can find you some dirt where the clay is there.
So where we going to find that at?
Oh, you can dig deep enough down there in Georgia. You can get all that damn red clay there.
Okay, so just get my ass into some red clay. Okay, thank you. Come on, Bashir, what you got? Well, that's the cure, y'all, for your aura. Bashir, what you got, baby?
What's up, it's Don Nicole Yard, my number one host, that say the most. Sister, I'm telling you, I was feeling you on that, your health piece for real. That was sublime. You broke that down. I wanted to ask you about the George Zimmerman case, right? Now, as you may know, they're getting, they just got, the lawyers got $30,000 extra for him for, you know, his defense and getting in witnesses and so on and so forth. So, you know, I mean, where are you getting this money from? That's what I want to know. Who is donating this money to George Zimmerman? How are you getting all these money so tall, all the holes on the fall? I don't understand. What's up with that, Don?
I don't know. I'm not into the George Zimmerman thing. I don't know. Maybe somebody else on the line is. I'm not into it.
Yeah, who? I mean, you gotta think something strange about that. Something going on.
You want me to?
I'm looking for you for answers.
I
mean, come on, I'm looking for answers from you. Come on, give me an answer. Something.
I mean, I can't give you something I'm not into. I'm not into the whole Joy Zimmerman shit. I'm like so past that shit. So, but I'm sure there's a whole bunch of other motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, on the line. We got, like, a whole bunch of callers with their mics open. They ain't saying shit. Neff typing in the chat room, but she ain't moving her mouth.
Well, just look in your cabinet and look at the name of the products that you are using. That's who's supporting them.
Oh. Mm, so you really supporting them.
Do tell.
You know, Pepsi, toilet paper products, paper plates, Dixie, Pepsi, McDonald's, and the list goes on. That's who's supporting them. If you really want to look into it and do the research, you know, a lot of companies, Coca-Cola, you know, we probably supporting them, you know, when you buy stuff.
Does that help, Bashir?
Well, I just wanted to see some of the thoughts, you know. I mean, that's one aspect of it, but I guess not too many people were thinking about it.
I mean, the last time I heard, which was like last year, some change, that he they had a big-ass well site where you could donate to him.
That's it. Yeah,
they did, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So, I mean,
I don't
think?
Remember
do
donating
think,
to that well site.
Do you think black people are perhaps some – famous black people, you know, are contributing to their account? I mean, do you think?
I mean, well, when I was over Dick Gregory's house, I did see a receipt that says, thanks for your donation. If that helps. I saw Malik Shabazz receipt. It fell out of his pocket at the Waffle House, and it said the same shit.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't know, cause I'm not into the whole Zimmerman shit. I know they trying to keep that shit going and shit, but you know, like I knew it was gonna fizz out a lot of the people's minds, and then stay in some, you know, as far as black people are concerned. But, you know, like, me personally, Bashir, I got a problem with the way it all went down. You know what I'm saying?
And
I got a major problem with the way it all went down. And I don't mean by the hands of the media or, you know, the way they glorify Zimmerman. I got a problem with how the mom and the dad did this shit.
Hmm. Well, and what exactly are you referencing how they basically went with Al Sharpton and, you know.
No.
In reference to what?
No, you know, it was just a few things, if my memory can recall it better. Just one, you know, getting the name trademark. Two, going to Congress and talking about some fucking gun shit or race. I can't remember what the fuck the bitch went to Congress for again. It had nothing to do with her son, by the way. Some old shit, stop the hate, stop the race, we need to love everybody, the big forgiveness shit that they, you know, gave everybody in the media, forgive them, all that other fucking shit. Yeah, came on
yeah,
some law, stand your ground law, and then
campaign.
Told niggas that, you know, we forgive this motherfucker, but you gonna trademark the name so that, you know, I guess nobody could get paid but you on it, I reckon. So I guess, hey, you know, like the story says, you know what I'm saying? You're better off dead than alive when it comes to money, I reckon. Who knows? But hey,
Whoa, so it is what it is. Wait, let me get this right. You're saying that Trayvon Martin's mother patented or trademarked his name?
Yeah.
Her son's name?
Wow. Yeah.
I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah. And then told all the niggas that they love Zimmerman and they forgive him. So why the fuck are we still talking about this nigga?
Who the hell is this dude then? Does he have a TV?
They probably endorsing his ass. The parents, Trayvon Martin's parents probably endorsing him.
Yeah, who knows? And his father's a Mason and all that other type of shit. Man, it's a whole bunch of shit involved with that shit. Skittles got paid. Arizona got paid. Maybe it all came from that when they made a whole bunch of niggas buy hoodies and buy Skittles in goddamn Arizona. Maybe all the fucking proceeds went straight to goddamn Zimmerman's.
See, they, you know, and the thing is, too, that was the first time that I seen motherfuckers go and speak to CNN, to the press, before a trial or a pretrial and all that shit was even done. She's already on motherfucking on CNN and on the news with an interview talking about.
Yeah, and meanwhile, there's a real case going on in Florida that nobody fucking the media, your CNN, your Barack Obama with his faggot ass, don't even want to address that. The chick, the real chick that's in jail for that stand your ground shit, she in jail for not shooting, killing her goddamn husband.
Right.
You know,
indeed.
Like, come on now. This is, to me, that whole Trayvon shit is a fake left go right. When,
indeed,
you know, this motherfucker gets to become like a fucking hero for killing a boy, if it's real, and the woman protecting her goddamn self and her children stood her ground but didn't fucking shoot the nigga. She in jail for 25, doing 25. So it's some other shit going on here.
Yeah, suppose Zimmerman worked for Barack Obama, big citizens, military police force.
Yes, he does.
And that's why he ain't being prosecuted.
That's right.
And suppose Zimmerman happened to be one of the biggest Jewish names in the world, if you look that shit up. Just Google the word Zimmerman, and you'll see where he came from. Even it was a group of beings called reptilians known as Zuzim and Zuzimin. That's where the word Zimmerman come from. So, yeah, it is something else going on in Florida, like I was going to say, Don, is that Barack Obama didn't allow the cameras down there, not even the White House press, to film his vacation along with Tiger Woods, supposedly, allegedly. However,
what do you mean along with Tiger Woods? What you talking about?
That's when he was down there. That's where his vacation, that's who his date was with, Tiger Woods.
I thought it was
with
a dude named whatever.
Nah, I don't know what they talking about. I'm telling
you.
Yeah,
he's going out with his secret lover. Obama's going on that vacation with Reggie Love. Thank you, Big Sav.
Yeah, I understand that. I heard the doctrine.
So
they're
going to basically have a, they own Bohemian Grove. They own sexual, homosexual ritual down there.
Disney World, where children at, you know, the whole thing. So I'm saying that when they went down there, it was on this whole gun control shit because of those incidents in Florida, just like the incidents in Chicago, those two links, we talked about that on the show. So he down there in order to go ahead and get his press ready and get the gun control laws and lobbying to get everybody set so they can go ahead and take
these fucking guns. Man, that nigga on vacation about to goddamn do a straight menage a trois with them niggas. What are you talking about?
Business and pleasure do go down. I ain't saying they don't, Don. I ain't really concerned with that. I ain't talking about them ends of the sex part. They ain't my vibration. I was just giving the part that I see in the deal.
Man, that nigga going to Florida to fuck. He ain't on no guns right now. Not when the press. And when that nigga ready for the press to pay attention to him, that's when it's for y'all. When that nigga don't want the press around, that's when it's for him. So the gun shit, I don't believe that. I can't connect that dot. You got to help me connect that dot, Babylon, because I can't see that shit. Let's take off.
Not really, Don. Not when it's clear that it's gun problem in Chicago.
First of all, there is
a, I'm saying
they
the
just want to control the goddamn
focus.
Guns. But you cannot fucking tell me that dot ain't connecting, Babylon. That's all I'm saying is just don't connect. When this nigga wants you to know something about him is when
shit,
he's on
man.
Camera. When that motherfucker wants you to know what the fuck he's doing is when he's on camera. When he doesn't want you to know what the fuck he's doing is when he ain't on camera.
Done. This shit go back to Columbine. The whole gun
thing. Okay, wait.
Let's
take off real quick first. Let's take off.
Well, all right. Star Child, citizens of the universe, recording angel. We have returned to claim the pyramid. Partying on the mothership. I am the mothership connection. Down in 3D, light year groove. All right, you hear the noise? Ain't nobody but me.
right, man, we had to take off pretty fast. Sorry, I had to shut that mothership. It was a fast takeoff, but go ahead, Babylon.
Okay, that was it, done. I mean, I don't know how many gun incidents from Dark Knight to all the way down that I got a name that they've been supporting this whole gun initiative and gun violence. What I mean by gun violence is creating gun violence. They say gun violence, so they mean they creating gun violence. So it's just clear to me that Barack Obama from Chicago and the next president to be, if it is going to be a president, I know I predicted that Barack Obama might try to serve a third or fourth term based on his fucking activities. However, Jeb Bush is from Florida. That is the swing fucking vote capital of the world where they control the ballots and the last of the ballots. So I think that Jeb Bush may be up for the third president, and I think there's a lot of shit going on, and they're going to link those two in the future, Jeb Bush and Barack Obama working on this gun initiative and getting that into office. So that's all I saw, Don.
Okay.
I got
confused with the Tiger Woods and the Florida
lover,
vacation thing.
Reggie Love. I see the faggot lover, Reggie Love. I can see all that shit look pretty, sounds like big gossip. But when he don't include the White House press, then I say something else going on.
Like what?
Like what I said.
He don't know.
Like he going to be debriefed on what he going to get to talk about concerning the gun.
He don't know.
Like
Babylon, you confusing as hell.
Okay, here come the damn nobody save somebody.
I mean, I'm just saying, goddamn, you talk a lot of shit, but, I mean, you be confusing as hell. You be trying to connect dots that ain't no dots. You just make it up
Man,
and sound smart.
I'm not finna do it today, Jack.
Okay,
I'll just
I'm just saying.
Leave it at
I'm done
with that thread. So we can move on to the next.
Let's talk about the real subject in here with Barack. You know, we already know what's up with this fucking gun shit anyway. It's all to just remove all the fucking guns out the house so they can install New World Order. You know what I'm saying? And have drones flying all over the motherfucking place. And you know what I'm saying? Niggas is in the Mad Max Thunderdome stage. But on some other shit, that motherfucker might be a target while he on vacation with his homosexual lovers, because I don't know if y'all heard about it, but the World Economic Forum, they had warned Obama that the time had came for the world to know the truth about the aliens' presence. And if the United States did not participate sharing the NFO, Russia would do it anyway. So guess what happens? The motherfucking politician of Russia, the top politician of Russia, was found today buried in cement.
What? What'd you say?
The top politician of Russia, the one who had came to light about having the United States.
You talking about the governor? The prime minister?
Russia. He was found today buried in fucking cement.
Oh, I gotta find this today.
I got the link, Donna.
Just give us the title. We can find it. Oh, you gonna put it on my page? That's good. If you can do that now, so we can grab it.
Right, because this is not Putin. See. This is not Putin who's been saying this, but this is the Prime Minister of Russia. You know, the guy who he passed the torch on to. So if this nigga literally came up gone.
Buried in that red clay that
Cuckoo's
talking about.
Right.
Kick the real ballistics, because that's what the fuck is really going on, and that's why they put a motherfucking bullet in Kennedy's head.
I kept telling motherfuckers that shit midnight. They talking about it was on some money shit. No, it wasn't. It was that he was going to come out and tell motherfuckers about the extraterrestrials. That's why they killed
him.
Indeed. That's right.
I know.
While
all that shit was going down with the green flashes and our peoples saying holla, you know what I'm saying? We here. This motherfucker just plain ignored the whole situation. He ain't want to talk about it. Barack Obama. He didn't even want to make a press conference about this shit. You know, it's that distraction. He's in Chicago.
he's at home, I was at that school, whatever, talking about gun, you know what I'm saying, that gun shit or whatever. But at the real subject at hand, motherfuckers is, yo, gotta go see that shit, Dark Side, yo. I saw the motherfucking trailer of that. Yo. These motherfuckers.
What the fuck he doing found buried in cement? I'm looking at the article now. Russian police say they have discovered the body of a local politician reported missing last week in a barrel of cement in a garage near Moscow. Another politician has been accused of ordering the murder over an $80 million debt.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not the prime minister, but it's a local
right.
politician. Okay.
He was the spokesman that made the announcement about the United States of America coming, you know, Barack Obama coming forth, and you know, telling motherfuckers that there is extraterrestrial on this planet.
Yeah, I was about to say, well, we got to see what his connection is to the prime minister. So now you're saying that's basically was his right-hand man. That was his mouthpiece.
Indeed.
Okay, we got some noise in the background. I'm asking people mute their background if you rattling bag of potato chips or something. Uh-huh.
All right.
Okay, so Midnight, basically what you're saying is what? Fuck that old gun shit. It's about this fucking Russian lawmaker found buried in cement.
Indeed. Because you know what I'm saying. He was one of the spokesmen that said, you know, the time has come for the world to know the truth about the alien presence. And if the United States Russia would do it anyway.
Where can I read that?
All you got to do is type in Russian lawmaker found in cement. There you go.
I want to read where he said whatever this guy said.
Oh, man, you late, man. We put them articles up fucking last year. And earlier this year.
Because he said it was the prime minister, you know. So
yeah, but it was also the governor, too, wasn't it, Neff?
I mean, it was the prime minister, but he's the head honcho next to Putin, you know, who's not has an official title, but we know he run that shit. But it was the next man down, which is the prime minister of Russia. But if Midnight is saying he is this man's right hand man, then I mean, goddamn, Jack, it don't take a blind man to see that there's connections here.
There it is. Jack. Russian prime minister says aliens are among us. Type that shit in the search.
Right. I just want to see it because he's saying that the man that was found dead said that. Now you said it's prime minister. He said it was the prime minister found dead cement. Now it was some local motherfucker like a councilman or some shit.
Okay, but that's what we're here to do. We're here to straighten this shit out, you know.
Okay, we have a clip, and he did this in 2012. So let me just play a clip. I need y'all to be quiet real quick. This is the Russian prime minister. Confirms aliens are here. Here we go. Oh, fuck. My bad. They speak in Russian. You niggas don't speak Russian. We ain't got nobody speak Russian, do you?
Yeah, I was there and can't even speak it. So.
Okay, so basically, here's what it said. This was December 7th, okay, Friday. The Russian prime minister revealed that the country not only has knowledge of the existence of extraterrestrials, but is also aware of their presence here on Earth. What's his name, Neff? Medvedev?
Medvedev.
Comments were made following an interview with five Russian TV stations, and that's according to the Telegraph. He said, let his guard down. After the interview, when he thought the cameras were no longer rolling, so the Telegraph reports that one of the reporters asked Medvedev to comment on whether or not the Russian president is given secret files on extraterrestrials when receiving the required briefcase to activate Russia's nuclear weapons. He responded, along with the briefcase with nuclear codes, the president of the country is given a special top secret folder. This folder in its entirety contains information about aliens who visited our planet. He continued, along with this, you are given a report of the absolutely secret special service that exercised control over aliens on the territory of our country.
And he goes on to say, more detailed information on this topic, he says you can get it from a well-known movie called Men in Black. He said, I will not tell you how many of them are among us because it may cause a panic.
So
there you go.
Yeah, I heard it before, Don.
Well, I know you heard it before, but that was for Jack.
There it is.
All of a sudden, Jack want to act like, you know, he's a wobby and shit. We're the facts. We're the facts.
No, no, that's not what I'm saying, Don.
Hey, Don.
Y'all don't say one thing, and then y'all found out that what he said wasn't true. It was some local.
Who you talking? What the fuck are you talking about? Nigga, I don't have to wait on some fucking Russian-ass motherfucker to tell me that goddamn aliens are here. I already fucking know that shit.
No, he said they found the prime minister of Russia in cement. Not like that.
Not the prime minister, the lawmaker that is the right-hand man.
He's the top politician of Russia.
Okay, well, I mean, the motherfuckers, they, whatever, family, I mean, the motherfuckers, they still connected.
Yeah, you stuck, Jack, you stuck on semantics, man. Like I said, we breaking this shit down. Even if the brother misspoke, goddamn, that's easy to clean up. Come on now. Stop putting shit on top of this.
That's how misinformation gets out there. Somebody be like, man, you hear about it on the John DeColeone show? They said the prime minister was found in semen, the whole prime minister.
You took it as the prime minister.
Hey, Don, here's the question, Don. Now, in regards to, you know, all of this stuff about the aliens and, you know, the guns that we're talking about, what does that mean for us, and what does that mean for future generations to come? I just want to hear the panel, you know.
Well, you be asking questions like goddamn white folks on CNN.
That's
for future generations. Go ahead, Babylon. You do it.
Here's the
shit.
Damn, that was a good question, the way he asked that question, man. It was on some goddamn CNN type shit.
What does that mean?
Let me get my caution on. Now, Don, I have a question for you. And I would like to know in regards to everything we were speaking about today, gun control and aliens and all the famous people that are homosexuals, what exactly does that mean for us and future generations to come?
Well, Bob, I think that is a great question, and I'm going to pass it to a few of my constituents and sentences, and Neff and Bab, and I'll rest y'all motherfuckers after that shit. Yeah,
no,
Babylon mentioned the guns and Obama. Of course, I jumped off the homosexuality shit, and here you go with midnight with the aliens.
And the meteorite over Florida just recently.
Florida?
Yeah. And North Carolina, a few others. And the dolphins done went crazy. They done motherfucking bought millions of fucking dolphins. I'm just like, we here, nigga.
Them fucking
dolphins,
baby.
They've been waiting, too. Them dolphins coming out. They coming out.
Yeah.
They came out right after all that green light activity.
They are the guardians of the sea.
Indeed.
You know what I'm saying? And
indeed.
Like when Don said after the show that it's hundreds of thousands of fucking dolphins, you know what that means? Hundreds of thousands migrating together. They do not roll like that. It's not how dolphins do.
Nah, because dolphins are black. They don't hang with each other.
No, they don't run in cliques.
They don't
like
roll
that.
Deep like that. They
right.
They black on black crimes and shit. They don't fuck with each other.
Man. Right, 100,000
well, it's
coastal
gathering
stadium.
Now.
Right.
So
something is coming.
Neff, that ties into that whole pyramid thing in Russia and them fucking with the Earth magnetic grid and the signals, incoming signals to the Earth.
Why did you take a deep breath?
I took a deep breath because, I mean, shit, is this making sense to me? Like, the picture is coming a little clearer because, you know, motherfucker.
And Babylon has a scientific explanation.
For the dolphins.
Yes. Tell us again, Babylon.
Okay.
No, I was linking it to when me and Neff discussed those pyramids growing up in Russia. Fiberglass pyramids, to be exact.
So why the dolphins over here in my backyard swimming? And Russia's all the way on the other side, Babylon.
You know, Sarah Kellen said,
man, I got goddamn 17,000 dolphins in my backyard right now.
Okay, let me explain why Sarah.
Well, you know, Sarah Palin says she can see Russia from her house, and that's not too far off the Atlanta.
Yeah, but I ain't in Alaska. I'm in Georgia, Jack, and I got dolphins.
And I'm right here
in my
down
backyard.
In a, I'm right here
fucking,
on the.
They fucking with my cats.
They fucking with. I'm right here on the Atlantic coast. I mean, you know, Pacific. I say Atlantic, goddamn. Pacific
Man.
Ocean. And that's where they. And that's where they. Heading at, you know, so I'm saying, like, where did they come from? Where are they going? If they're going up the coast of San Diego, where are the fuck they going?
Yeah, this is San Diego. You're right. It is, because that's where they were spotted all the motherfuckers at.
Right. So that's off the Pacific coast. Where the fuck are they going? Why are they migrating by the hundreds of thousands together? And like I said, and if you go to Alaska.
Exactly.
So
they usually travel in schools of 12.
Right.
So if that's the case, if they're hundreds of thousands, then it must be some scientific explanation as to why.
So I'm saying.
So if you got an answer to why, I would like to give my answer as to why they doing that.
Right, and
why?
I just want to, before you go in on that, and I was just going to say that these waters are connected. When you go further up the Pacific coast and you get to Washington, you're not far off of the Bering Sea, which is basically between Alaska and Russia. So I'm saying, where were they going? So I'm saying if they're going up the coast, they could be damn well headed to some kind of vortex.
Man, you know
shit.
That the dolphins are first, they're extraterrestrial.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And anybody know the science on the dolphins before the white man told y'all about them?
I heard it from you all.
Babylon, to give us the science on the dolphins.
Okay. What I was going to say, Don, is that when a signal, dolphins work off of sonic. They see by hearing for the most part. And so since they work off of sonic, that was a sonic boom or a shock wave in Russia. There was an amount of pressure on the earth. And when dolphins feel this signal, like all other animals make a retreat when they feel like something bad going to happen, then
like
they rose to the surface in response to this particular signal that came to the earth, that sonic boom, that shock wave
mm-hmm.
that they work off of mm-hmm. was activated in their brains, in their heads. And this was their signal. And so when they rose, 100,000 of them died. So y'all do the math. If they never travel in schools of more than 12 to fucking 24 or some shit.
Where they going?
100,000.
Right.
Where are these little motherfuckers going, man?
That's what I'm saying. They going north. If they continue to go north or the Pacific coast, you get into the Bering Sea. The Bering Sea is between.
Okay, because you got some. They're in the south. There's pictures of them in the south coast of South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
There's some in. I don't know where the fuck all these little motherfuckers.
These dolphins all over the world.
Woo!
Yeah, but they all on some other shit right now.
Right, right.
Like all of them are going somewhere.
Yes.
But see, this
no matter what part of the ocean or the coast that they're at, they all headed. Like you know how birds fly south.
Right.
These motherfuckers going some goddamn well.
That's right.
Yeah, my
they
moving.
They done pack up. They done pack their fins and getting the fuck on some goddamn way. Where they going?
And they telepathically communicate. You know what I'm saying? They definitely
they,
do. So.
And they're traveling in what amount of a group? How many of them?
100,000.
144,000 to be exact.
You might be right.
That's CD.
Okay, so okay, let's tie in our dolphins to this phenomenon.
Now, I want to say the electromagnetic grid is what's being skipped in the conversation, because the Earth magnetic grid links all animals and all things on the planet. So what I'm saying is, when the fucking Earth magnetic grid was affected by that sonic boom, they wasn't trying to go to no fucking where. When the poles shift. Remember all those whales beached themselves and all that shit started coming up from the depths of the ocean? That's because when the poles fucking shift, these animals get thrown off, they working off of electromagnetic grid. The brother Magneto just came on the phone and fucking explained that this is an electrical universe, meaning it's based on electro and magnetism. So that does tie into the DNA, because that's what controls the fucking DNA, is electromagnetism. So that's what's going to affect your body if they fuck with the Earth's electromagnetic grid. Better watch that fucking movie, Awa, where they got Aleister Crowley God in that Avatar, Awa, Aleister Crowley God, and they showing you that everything
is connected. So, wait, let me ask you a question real quick. Shy Bless asking the question, Babylon. Are you saying that the dolphins are confused?
Absolutely. Good. There you go, Shy Bless. Sometimes it's long-winded bullshit, and sometimes people just get it.
So you're saying that they done confused the goddamn dolphins now?
They
got the fuck out of here. They got pure fucking intellect.
All
ones, come on in.
Yeah, I got to disagree with that, Babylon, because I'm saying if these motherfuckers on the Pacific, I got to disagree. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to bring you.
Okay, they were found.
Neff a moment to disagree with that shit first,
Babylon? I'm going to just tell you why I disagree. Because these unlike the whales that beach themselves, the dolphins are going to a specific location. So I'm saying if they roll in this deep, they headed up north off the Pacific coast. Like I said,
I agree,
you continue to go north. And I'm tying this into your electromagnetic situation because I agree with that part. Because what I'm saying is, if they going up north, they continue to go north of the Pacific coast, you get into the Bering Sea, which is right off the coast of Russia. Now, I'm saying it's some motherfucking, like you said, we have these electromagnetic points on the earth that are strong, very strong, and I'm saying they going there for a gathering. I'm coming, this is just my little intuition, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to say little because my shit ain't little, but this is what I think they're going to some type of vortex.
You did say little, though.
I did.
Some
kind of vortex or something like that.
Whatever it is, they know where to go.
Right.
That's the sign that they were given. These are highly evolved extraterrestrestrial beings.
Yes.
Dolphins are. These ain't fucking humans that believe in God control.
Crazy.
And give. I mean, you know, this is a whole nother fucking type of species on the planet. It is the most intelligent fucking species.
Why the fuck are they dead?
Come on in,
917. Obama killed them motherfuckers with all the goddamn guns you niggas gave them. Come on, 917. Give me a mic check. 917-494. That's what they needed the guns for.
This is New York.
Hey, New York, what you got for us?
You asked about if anybody knew about the dolphins, and I think I read it. I think I read it maybe somewhere in your office or maybe some book your brother had in reference to the dolphins. I think weren't they the ones who were given to feed the planet?
Yes.
Okay. So if they're the ones that were given to feed the planet and you're saying the extraterrestrials, and as Neff was saying, they're highly intelligent, as far as that's concerned, I believe that I got to go with Neff. I think that they're going to some type of vortex. If they're all migrating together,
they know when to fucking come together and make that happen.
Right.
Exactly.
They about to make their transformation. They about to get the fuck out of here, Jack.
Right.
They've been stuck on this bitch too with us.
Like when that tsunami hit, right?
Mm-hmm.
All the animals took the high ground. None of the animals were killed.
That's right.
They
knew it was coming.
The high ground because they felt the tremors, whereas the humans were still
That's
on the
right.
beach chilling and barbecuing. So I think if those dolphins are migrating up to the north and up towards the Bering Strait, then we need to be concerned about
that. And they damn sure ain't doing it for no Trayvon with no Skittle and no Arizona in their fucking hand. When they come together, they come together because they know it's time.
It's something going on. It's something definitely going on because that meteorite that shook Russia, and now you were saying that there was one in Florida, it was one in North Carolina. These meteorites are coming very, very close to this Earth's surface now.
They're not meteorites, though. Here's the catch. They're UFOs.
Right. And that green light was seen
and
from all
And those are their people. Those are the same motherfuckers that dropped their ass off.
Absolutely.
Right,
now we get
what?
Some fucking rest.
We
right.
sure lives, ain't we, Babylon?
Right.
Here, take
you know
the
what,
wheel,
Neff?
Boo.
I did see something about that green light. They said they saw that green light all the way as far as, I think, China.
Dave,
New York, New York. You ain't listen to the show Friday night, girl. Neff show part one. Honey, I heard a voice in the middle of Neff show say, take your cheering home.
Oh, we was getting it in.
And I went to go take my babies home. I don't take my babies home doing Neff show.
What?
And I took my babies home doing her damn show, girl. And girl, honey, it was a big ball of fucking green light in my goddamn face, New York. It wasn't no light. It wasn't the shit that everybody else fucking say that they saw them little streaks of green light. It was a big fucking green fucking ball, honey.
Where?
Ball of fucking green light.
Where?
In Monticello. On my way leaving the store down to my house. It was right in the fucking middle of the goddamn road, Shabby. And when I turned to tell Sananda, girl, you see that? And I turned back, it was gone. And Sananda had a big-ass balloon in her face. She couldn't see it.
You know, it's funny because yesterday I was reading the Holy Tablet online, and it took me to that whole thing about El Kidder. I started reading about the green and the light, and I just said, go to that chapter, go to that tablet, step on that tablet, just like that, boom, 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 and I started reading all of the stuff about human beings, about the humans, and about Malaquette, I might be saying it wrong. But it was like all of this stuff I just started reading yesterday. I didn't even get out of my bed. I couldn't even get out of my bed. I was like in the bed all day just reading and listening to Dr. York all day long. So something definitely is getting ready to jump off.
It already has jumped off.
It already jumped off. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, Babylon, you got the wheel, so now we finally going somewhere now. So where we at with my little dolphin friends?
Oh, I forgot the point you made, Don. I just remembered that you made a point. I just made a comment.
Oh, I said it was UFOs or shams. We know they're not unidentified flying objects. It was certainly a UFO that they saw. And the dolphins out, they know where to pick up. They know where to go. They know where the fuck to go, man. These motherfuckers are fucking highly intelligent, man. They make Einstein look like a fucking welfare case.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I ain't never seen no shit like this before, and I'm not even into dolphins. I can tell shits about them little motherfuckers, but I know they on some other shit. They got higher intellect.
Right.
And they clairvoyance, they psychic, they know all that shit. And these motherfuckers on the move right now.
Right. They truly the only mammals that can literally communicate with humans. Okay?
True that. Yeah, they said because they can sense a motherfucker from miles and miles that's drowning.
And they talking about the dolphins be healing the motherfucking sick. They got dolphin therapy.
Yeah, them motherfuckers powerful, man.
Yeah,
and
I didn't understand what Babylon was talking about. They confused.
And they said a dolphin will fuck a shark up. They said a dolphin will whoop a shark's ass.
Hey, Don, them motherfuckers go in the water and with the dolphins and hug the fucking dolphins for therapy. For healing.
Right, and Big Sav said if the dolphins were confused, they would be beaching themselves right now.
They did.
They not dead.
I'm trying to see where are you seeing them beached at, Bab? I'm not seeing that.
Yeah, we don't see no beach the goddamn dolphins, boo.
Now I saw hundreds of beach whales, big ass whales that were beached. Seen them.
Yeah, and they make a great dolphins. Jello pudding pie.
Uh-oh.
So where they at? Where you saying they confused at?
Now, this ain't the first case of dolphins like that. Just look on the internet. You'll see thousands and thousands of dolphins beached at one time before. Even
we're
in
not
the
talking about
reading,
where they beached.
Even in
the
article
now.
That you read and it explain that this had happened previously, something similar. So these things are happening because the Earth's magnetic grid is being thrown off. Now, if y'all want to believe that the dolphins are being sent a signal and they're intelligent and this thing and other, I believe that too. I believe that the dolphins are intelligent. I know the fucking Anunnaki.
I don't believe that they fucking intelligent,
fucking
though. I know the motherfuckers are.
They are.
Yeah. I know they are highly intelligent. That ain't no belief, Shouty.
Yeah.
But I ain't into them motherfuckers, though, and I know what the fuck they are. I ain't no Dolphin fan. Never liked them. They ugly to me.
So I'm saying, so I think we're like, Don is trying to go. I ain't speaking, so Don should have got a damn phone. We're saying, like, where are they being beached now?
Yeah. It's like being beached now.
Where they at now being beached? And are they? Because I haven't seen it. So I'm saying they got a gathering spot. They've been signaled to go somewhere. If I'm looking at this article that Fire them posted, and they was like, these dolphins are all over the earth going somewhere.
Okay, let me ask a question. Because let's go back to the magnetic grid.
Right.
How is the magnetic grid being so-called thrown off? Babylon.
Oh, yeah. Like I explained earlier, by something as great as a sonic boom that fucking hit Russia.
916, come on in. Give me a mic check. Okay. Okay, what about it? How did that throw off the magnetic grid? Babylon, how did that throw off the magnetic grid?
The magnetic grid works on electromagnetism, and it could be interrupted with sound, like soundright reasoning. Just like a person can be destroyed, the military use sound to make people can't think and destroy people, a sound can interrupt the electromagnetic grid, a sonic force. So that's what it was, a shock wave, which vibrated hard enough to disrupt the Earth's magnetic grid.
Like somebody left their phone. Someone like this. You plug this shit into their computer. You don't be letting nobody use your electricity.
Okay, I got too many fucking lines open. Hold on. Okay, 708. I don't know if this is you. I'm going to have to mute you. Okay, go ahead. Nope, it ain't 708. God damn, there's too many lines on this bitch.
Let me
meet 508. Okay, say it again, Babylon.
Oh no, I would like to say that I see that the Euphrates River is also drying up, and that's where the Anunnaki landed at, basically near the Persian Gulf, and that's where they got some of the stones from to build a crystal city. So since that's drying up and the Anunnaki brought the dolphins, the Euphrates and the Tigris and the Nile, blue and white, will actually be the origin of dolphins. And since that's drying up, you know, I'm kind of saying that maybe they were trying to go home there. Maybe that's where they fucking stay. And never forget that dolphins don't have to take the surface to a place. It's underwater, connects places in the earth. So dolphins could come up from under the water and be in a whole nother country. It's not like they limited to swimming across the fucking ocean.
Yeah, but see, here's the point that I think everybody is missing, with the exception of Don Corleone. The dolphins want us to see them motherfuckers.
I hear you.
The same way the Anunnakis has revealed themselves to us again. Elkidah, the green one. When they want you to see them, they show up. If it's some private, secretly fucking gathering that the goddamn dolphins would be having, motherfucker, we wouldn't see them do what they do right now. This is for us to see them.
Mm.
This is a sign for us human fucking beings. This ain't got, if they fucking, you right, they could fucking go deep down under the fucking sea and mm-hmm. get to where they going, but this is for us to see.
Right, because they putting on the show, Don, they literally putting on the show. We all
right.
at the surface.
This ain't no secret hiding place that these motherfuckers going to go to. They are showing themselves to us the same way Elkidah, the Anunnakis, the green ones, always show us the sign by revealing who the fuck they are and showing us them. So, Babylon, like I'm still saying, man, they trying to tell us something, shouty. They're trying to tell us something. That's what I'm seeing.
Done. I mean, I agree with that fucking communique, too. I feel like, but at the same time, you know, I know nobody likes the goddamn thing, but I'm saying, though, when we look at Revelations 9:15, it tells us, it says, and so the sixth messenger loosed the four Anunnaki Elohim crafts. And in 9:14, it tells us, saying to the sixth Elohim, a cherubim of destruction, who had the trumpet, loose the four Elohim arch messengers, Raphael, Uriel, Uziel, and Israel, which are bound in the great river, Soratu, Euphrates. So when the Euphrates River is drying up, and I see in this book where it say that that shit gonna dry up, and then right after it said dry up, it said that these motherfuckers, four Elohim, gonna be released from the Euphrates River, Raphael, Uriel, Uziel, and Israel, and they're gonna be released from the Euphrates River. And then all of a sudden, I see crashes in the fucking sky, and the dolphins that they brought communicating and fucking gathering together in the hundreds of thousands. Yeah, I say some communication going on. I fucking agree. And I say that one third of everything in the sea gonna die, and one third of everything on the planet Earth and in the fucking air gonna die.
I say your revelations is outdated. What they say about the goddamn? No, I didn't. Fireline, is what happened. I say that the goddamn your revelations is outdated because they ain't mentioned nothing about these fucking goddamn dolphins and shit.
Right. So, because I'm just trying to hear what you said when you're talking about the electromagnetic grid was thrown off and therefore confusing the dolphins, because, I mean, this go back to Friday saying basically your point with that is that this was not a natural phenomenon. So if it's not a natural phenomenon of the supersonic sound, then that's the only way the Earth's electromagnetic grid could be thrown off and therefore putting dolphins into a state of confusion.
Right.
So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. So, okay. So that's what I'm. So yeah, that's. I mean, if so, that's the point you're making, just let's just write, just say Babylon, because I mean, I know. That's where you want. That's where you want to go with this. You know what I'm saying?
What you talking about now?
About the electromagnetic grid, because it's the only way it can be thrown off is by something that is man-made.
No, no. I mean, you was there. You only want to go. I'm bearing not to go back to what we discussed last time. But you remember the conversation? How the conversation went that certain people thought that, hey, maybe Russia interrupted with their pyramid. Mm-hmm. Maybe they tried to intercept. If you read the post I got on Facebook about the 100,000 dolphins.
Right.
And I'll tie in, they're going to try to intercept that. You'll see.
Right. I went back to basically saying that the reason why they even had those fucking pyramids because they were trying to protect themselves. I said that not only on my show, but.
Yeah, because you threw in the fact that because they got them little goddamn three-legged goddamn tadpoles, sperm cells that can't swim.
Right.
That maybe they was putting them pyramids up there for basically the science of healing.
Healing.
To help them stay balanced and shit. But mind you now, whether you build a pyramid today or a million fucking years ago, you still got it to put one on the planet, on a particular part on the planet Earth. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Now, don't think that Russians are just all completely fucking humans. Because, like I said, if you look at Russia, it's right in line with Saturn.
Okay.
Where Russia is. So, you know, you still have extraterrestrial motherfuckers in human forms doing shit like building pyramids and shit.
Right.
Every species outside of the human species are preparing for something.
Okay.
I'm talking about, every species, with the exception of human species, are preparing for something.
Okay, I follow you. Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Right,
so it ain't like the Russians whatever the fuck is in human forms that's in disguise as a Russian know what the fuck they're doing when they're setting up pyramids. Because that's nothing more than an extraterrestrial activity. That's all right. I'm saying. Pyramids is nothing more than an extraterrestrial type of thing. That's like some extraterrestrial shit any fucking way.
Right, to put them all over the country, I think approximately
in the
24.
World, underwater, and all these other goddamn places. You only can do some shit like that if you got some higher intellect.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The average person, when they put a pyramid up, they put that shit in their little house so they can sit in it for meditational fucking purposes.
Right.
But this is some other shit they doing.
Right. And if I'm not mistaken, you know the number of them that was put up to be exact? 24. If I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong, but I recall that the number was 24.
Right. And then we need to find out really like where did they place them and why did they place them in those particular places.
Right.
You're right, Nep.
Was it 24?
Yeah.
Yeah, 24.
At least that's the number they gave.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Yeah, like you said, them ley lines, I agree with that, Big Sass. He said they're aligning with some of them ley lines. Because like you said, they just don't pop up pyramids just any fucking where.
Self-Guidance says that Babylon wants to infuse that asteroid was man-made and shot down by humans causing a sonic boom that fucked up the Earth's grid, a.k.a. pulling straws.
Why are niggas trying to talk for me, man? What the fuck? They ain't for themselves, though. They ain't fucking me talking. Babylon ain't trying to say none of that shit right there.
Okay, well, can you clear it up then, if that's what they took?
I don't even know what I'm clearing up, Don. I done said what I have to say about that. I don't know what else to say about it. I ain't got nothing else to say on that one.
Okay, then let me say it again. Babylon wants to infuse that asteroid was man-made and shot down by humans, causing a sonic boom that fucked up the Earth's grid. My question is this, then. That's not true. Is that true or not?
Yeah, I believe that's true.
Wait, I'm asking Babylon. It was that statement that Self-Guided said was true about what Babylon said.
No, John, that'd be a contradictory statement to what I already said, where I said Nibiru, halted in space, can cause that sonic boom right there.
Okay. All right, so that's not true. Now, B, you jumped in and said, yes, that is true.
Yes, that's so what I believe.
So you're saying, say what?
Yes, that's what I think it was. They created this whole situation. There's no alien coming to cause this. There's no, if that thing would have been the size that they said it was and the weight that it was supposedly, that would have caused a ripple effect. So
deal
far
with it,
wide, not all in ice. I mean, this is just really a.
So let me ask the question then. So what about all the lights and shit people seen after that? That was created by some white man too.
Yeah, that can easily be created.
No. I'm asking. So that also was too.
Yeah, they can create.
So in other words, that little big ass green ball that was in my goddamn face that night. After the night of the 15th, the white man decided to just show me his little shit. I was the only one that saw that. No other reports in this town saw that but me.
Well, I don't
so
know
he decided
about
to give me a little show himself.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Okay, I know. So if you don't know about that, then I'm sure you wouldn't know about the fucking all the green lights all up in the fucking sky either. The
I
people that reported from
to.
San Diego but to
duh,
North Carolina
duh,
to
duh.
Fucking Florida.
No,
I don't know anything about Rallo 7. Do you know anything about Rallo 7? Did the white man do that shit too?
I know they are able to create things, and they have technology.
No. Man cannot create shit. He can only make something.
Right.
And that's, so let me ask you about Rallo 7, because this sounds like the same fucking shit that happened with Rallo 7. Are you familiar with Rallo 7?
And what came after Rallo 7? Nothing.
A bunch of fucking green goddamn light.
No aliens showed up. No extraterrestrials.
A bunch of goddamn green light.
Yeah, so a bunch of green light, and then we'll move on. Because nothing's going to happen after this. No aliens are coming to the planet. No, so it's just the same scenario.
So did the white man stage the whole Rallo 7 in the green light?
They always stage stuff. They stage Roswell. They always stage stuff.
Wait a minute now. Wait a minute. Let's just deal with Rallo 7.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just deal with that. Did he stage the Rallo 7? Did he stage Hellbop?
The Hellbop comment?
Yes. They called it Rallo 7.
Well, the Hellbop comet actually was just, from what I remember of it.
Did he stage the comet? So the white man is that fucking powerful that he going to track some shit for a certain amount of time that he's staging. And then
absolutely.
When the shit hit, he going to fucking project a goddamn huge-ass green lights all over the fucking world with his little cute self.
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
Yeah, they do.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you not believe that the same people that put out the propaganda on one side will not put out propaganda for the people that believe in UFOs and people that believe in extraterrestrials and people that believe in conscious community? They have agents all in this stuff. That is.
Okay, well, agents is one thing, and they're nothing more than fucking human beings. I'm asking you something, shit, that they, you mean to tell me that basically all the astrologers, technically the goddamn Caucasians who spend their whole life tracking shit outside of this fucking universe is nothing more than actors. And then when they go,
it could very well be.
And then when they tell the director that it's coming, then they stage a beautiful fucking goddamn light show and goddamn asteroids. And explain to me how the fuck the Grand Canyon get here. Explain to me how the Grand Canyon get here. Explain to me how the moon got here. They staged that shit too, didn't they, B?
What happened with the Grand Canyon?
No, just make it up. Go ahead. Put the white man in it. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying it could be a natural occurrence. I don't know what you're saying about
what the fuck is a natural occurrence, B?
From water.
What is a natural occurrence? Something that happens naturally? Something that's not interfered by human or man? Kind.
Right. It could be a natural occurrence.
Okay, so the Grand Canyon could be a natural occurrence. But anything outside of this planet is something that man has made.
No, I'm not exactly saying that. I am saying that these things that are happening up in the sky are being staged. These things are not.
But the Grand Canyon ain't. But the Grand Canyon could possibly be a natural occurrence?
What is the Grand Canyon to you? It's what you believe.
No, it's not based on my belief. It's not based on none of that shit. I'm asking you a direct question. It's not with belief or any of that. But, however, this is based on your belief because I asked you how the fuck the Grand Canyon get here.
I believe it is from natural occurrences, whether it be water, weather, whatever occurred that caused the Grand
Canyon. Well, you have to explain it to where it becomes more of a goddamn knowledge or knowing exactly how the fuck the Grand Canyon got here. How the fuck did the moon get here?
I don't really care.
Then how is it that the moon get here? How did the moon get
here? Well, I would like to know. So can you explain how the Grand Canyon get there and the moon?
She says she doesn't fucking care.
Yeah, I don't know, and I really don't care, but can somebody else, if you feel like...
No, let's stay on you. No, they fucked all that somebody else because, we don't know. So we on you right now. So if you don't fucking know how the Grand Canyon got here... Then how the fuck can you say that some white man that staged some goddamn fucking shit with some green light shit, then tell me, how did the white man put the moon up there like that? How did the moon get here? You know the moon is not the same age as the planet Earth, right? That's what the white man said. So how did the moon get here? The white man put that there too, staged some old goddamn, was it natural occurrence that the moon finally came into this motherfucer? Because they said that the moon is basically a goddamn satellite, B. So the white man built that satellite.
Yeah, some people believe that the moon is not real. Some people believe that the moon is
Let's deal with what you believe. Since you believe that the white man did the meteorite shit, the sonic boom, and caused the green light, he got the power to do all that, boo. Then let's deal with what your belief is. Fuck everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I just told
how did the moon get here?
I don't know how the moon got here.
Okay, but you do know how the fuck that sonic boom shit got here, and that was some white man. Can you call them up?
I think it was, and from my research, what I researched from what it was,
That's what it seems to be to me.
When you research, that doesn't mean that it becomes the fucking absolute truth because you're still in belief of it.
And that's the same thing with everybody else's.
Yeah, but mind you, researching does not validate it being the fucking truth. It doesn't transform your belief to knowing what the fuck you research.
And that's the same thing with everybody else's scenarios that are on here that believe aliens did it. Because just like you said about the other incidences, no aliens came then and no aliens is going to come now.
Okay, so explain that. Did the white man put the dolphins, make the dolphins do what it do? How did the dolphins get here?
Dolphins are being dolphins and they do what
they
do.
Yeah, but how they get here? The white man put them there too, huh? White man, did the dolphins, did you research how dolphins got here?
How dolphins got where?
Here.
In the water?
To the planet Earth. How did dolphins get here?
No, I've never researched how dolphins got here to the planet because I believe they're from here. So I wouldn't want to look outside of the planet and believe that they came from somewhere else.
Okay, well, if they're from here, how did they got them become in existence?
The same way we did.
And what way is that?
Same way we did. Whatever way we came about.
No, what way is that?
I don't know, but the same. It's
but
the same
if you
thing.
Don't know, then how the hell do you know? You can't even. Do you believe? Did you research the belief yet on how we all got here?
Actually, here. We are all here. Dolphins are here with humans. So we are all from here.
What?
And so is the moon.
I don't know where the moon is from. I don't know if there's some people that say it's not real. So I don't know if I even believe.
We're only dealing with you. We ain't talking about all the other some people.
So
come on now, give us the straight facts on this shit.
So I have not researched it personally enough to say it is not real. But I do.
And you haven't even researched the goddamn dolphins to fucking assume that they were here, like we got here. And they were created here. You ain't even researched that to even make that statement.
They're here on this planet, so they were fit to be on this planet, or they wouldn't be here. They're able to breathe in the water like they're supposed to. They're able to swim in the water. They're able to survive here. So they are fit and manipulated or however to be
so
here.
So let me ask you a question. So when people say that, you know, you really don't see a whole bunch of dolphins gathering like this,
who's
seeing
dolphins?
Do?
Who's going out looking for dolphins gathering?
Well, there's a lot of people that's into other shit other than humans and red bottom shoes.
Who marina?
There's people that are absolutely that spend their days and their nights
lying.
Straight up watching and studying other type of species on this planet.
Lying. A lot of people spend time lying, too.
B, that still doesn't take from the fact that this is not a natural phenomenon. As been researched to this point about dolphins gathering by the thousands together, because that's not even a natural pattern of how they travel with one another.
Okay, that's fine. But
that's
what
all.
I am talking about is we went from the thing in the sky to now where the moon and dolphins came from. I'm saying I believe, as the other incidences in the sky.
Now,
that
can you grab Babylon? His call dropped.
Okay.
And that's just what my opinion is. I feel from my research it was man-made. There are no aliens going to show up.
And it was man-made with the green lights and shit.
There are no ships going to show up.
So some man manifested a big-ass green ball in my goddamn face.
Well, I don't know. You have to look and find that answer for yourself why that came to you. But
Then that means, but mind you, did you see anything? Did you see it? Did you see anything?
No, I looked on the web to see.
No. Did you see anything? Fuck the web. Did you see anything?
No, I didn't see anything on that day. No, I did not.
Okay, so basically the advice that you gave is that when you see something, you will have to see it for yourself and to find out exactly what it is, right?
Not exactly, no. If the empirical evidence shows without a doubt that this has happened, and I can prove that it has happened through the research that I'm doing and I'm satisfied with it, then yes, I can say that I accept it and I will promote then to propagate it further.
How is it that when I give you my experience that night doing Neff's show, you give a different reason or a different view on my experience, but all the ones that saw the shit all over the world is fooled, and I could possibly not be fooled.
No, I didn't doubt what you're experiencing. I don't know what you're experiencing. What I'm saying is that is happening in the sky. They've been staging things for years in the sky.
Like what? Like what? What did they stage?
Like I said, with people, Area 51.
Like what? What did they stage? What have they staged?
The Roswell.
The what?
Roswell.
The what?
The Roswell and all the Area 51 things.
No, that wasn't in the sky, was it?
Yes, it was in the sky. It was supposedly aliens that crashed.
Okay, but my question is, that was just in Mexico, right? New Mexico, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we're talking about all over the fucking world.
Yeah.
We're talking about one control area.
Right.
Right. I'm talking about a phenomenon that has happened all over the fucking world. How can this little nasty disease rhinoceros peasant perform that type of goddamn show?
This didn't
all
happen
over the world, and then even in my little small ass town, dark as fucking midnight, one little they made a mistake and let one little ball of green land over here on my side.
No, I don't think that happened all over the world.
Yes, it did.
In the same thing.
Yes, it is. It's eyewitness account all over the world.
Yes, it is, honey.
She's talking about the green light, though. She's talking about
the
green light.
I'm talking about the green light, too. That article is that I...
But, you know, she can't use Roswell. That's a controlled fucking area. We talk about some shit all over the fucking world, and that's the same thing that goddamn happened when Rilo 7 came into the atmosphere.
And nothing happened after. Nothing happened after.
You keep saying nothing happened after.
Because you keep saying because you're saying, let's say this is real and aliens did this. Now, okay, what's going to happen after? What is the point? What is the point of people thinking that this is aliens and they coming to kick ass or do this? And if they was coming to kick ass.
And what's going to happen after, goddamn, you keep thinking that some white man did that shit?
Can I finish?
No, what's going to happen after you keep thinking some white man did that shit?
They want to control the people. So to control the people's minds, emotions, and what they think is real, they will manipulate things just as they do on television.
Okay, so what have they done after
like
this 9/11. So after Russia and everybody started seeing goddamn crazy-ass shit in the sky, what did the white man do to manipulate these motherfucking minds?
He's done
what
a lot of things.
What did the white man come out and say? It was all a dream. It wasn't real. I faked y'all niggas again.
No, but that's what they're doing. And like I said.
No, tell me what are they doing? What are they doing now?
As far as what?
What are they doing?
As far as this incident?
Yeah, B.
As far as this incident, it's not real to me. So what they're doing is just controlling the people.
What's not real to you?
What they're doing is controlling the people.
What is not real to you?
And that the fact that people are saying that extraterrestrials and spaceships and saucers and they're seeing this stuff.
And asteroids and meteorites. Throw that in there, too.
No, I didn't say that. You throw that in there.
No. Throw that in there, too, because everybody is not saying UFOs and aliens. Everybody is still saying asteroid, meteorites. D-14 is what the government called it.
Well, what I'm saying...
And B saying is Heart Project, DOD.
It is a staged incident. So, therefore, all of those that want to sit back and believe that the aliens are coming...
We got to finish this. We got to finish this.
Yeah.
You want to finish it, B?
Yeah, we can finish it. We can all finish it. All right,
call back in and... Nah, fuck that. We'll finish it later on.
Damn.
It's too late now. I mean, y'all, I didn't know it was already, 4 o'clock, so it's too late to set it up. All right, y'all, that's my time. Y'all have an awarding day. Peace.